Well, Andy, luckily it hasn't done that to you. So you survived. Andy Jones, I have to leave it there. He's a dating journalist. Thank you so much for joining us here on Talk Radio. Well, here's a man who's definitely found it difficult to be as beautiful as he is.
I do.
John Holmes is here. Has it affected your love life?
It's a burden, if I'm honest with you.
Is it?
Yeah, I just go through life being this attractive.
Do you get approached?
All the time.
I mean, people have to bend down, obviously.
Obviously they do, yeah. I mean, you know.
What's happened to your voice, by the way?
Nothing, I was talking in a sexy way.
Oh, is that what it was? I thought you were having a stroke.
Yeah, well, hello.
Don't start family radio. What nonsense is on your show?
Dysfunctional family radio is what it is. The nonsense.
You said you were dysfunctional.
Yeah. Hugh Dennis is coming in.
Love Hugh Dennis.
Oh,
the show's going to be so much better than normal.
Yep. He's coming in to do, I don't know what he's doing, PR exercise, dressed up as an interview, the usual, flogging something. So that's going to happen.
We were watching him only last night on the telly, a very old episode
Outnumbered.
Outnumbered. Oh my God, that series. I do worry they have cameras in my house.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
They do.
By the way, just to let you know. But that's how, so he's coming in. We're playing a game of band or cloth. Yeah.
Okay, we'll let it go there.
Yeah. And we'll talk about drones, police drones.
Absolutely. The very beautiful John Holmes will be up here after 1 o'clock with you. Take you through the afternoon till four. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now, with a huge range of trade products and brands at low trade prices. Grab a copy for your van in one of our 290 stores nationwide today. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with click and collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominos.co.uk.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay. List your items for free and only pay when you sell. So there's never been a better time to get on eBay. Private sellers only. Conditions and exclusions apply.
Let's talk about you. The I'll walk tomorrow you.
Mm.
But go on, please. I'll have a second helping you. The give us a minute, love. You. The heart disease you. So how about the enough is enough you? Start the fight back to a healthier you. Join over a million people who've taken the One You health quiz. See how you score. Search One You.
Don't miss our trade-exclusive, one-week-only catalogue launch deals, like 10% off all tiling, flooring and Leyland trade paint. See in-store or online for more. Hurry, offers end Sunday 26th of March. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
It's a Monday afternoon. It is 1 o'clock. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. And look, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Brexit trigger next week, left-wing Labour plot, and Hammond is fine after crash.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister will start the process of taking the UK out of the EU a week on Wednesday. Theresa May will trigger Article 50, allowing Brexit negotiations to start. It should lead to the UK leaving the Union on March the 29th, 2019. Sky's Europe correspondent Mark Stone, who's in Brussels, says in between there'll be a lot of bargaining to do.
It isn't one against one. It's not Britain against the European Union. It's Britain against 27 other countries who may be united at the moment, but who have different interests and different things that they perceive to be important. So it's going to be incredibly complex.
Meanwhile, Number 10 has ruled out the possibility of an early general election. Labour's deputy leader Tom Watson is warning the party's future is at risk over claims Jeremy Corbyn's supporters are plotting a takeover. Unite the Union has called the allegations it's teaming up with Momentum and misguided. Kezia Dugdale, the leader of the Scottish Labour Party, has been speaking to Talk Radio.
What I want more than anything is to see Theresa May and the Tories out of power, which is why I want an organised and effective alternative government in the form of the Labour Party. And looking at what Momentum are doing and the conversations that they seem to be having with Unite, it seems to be very much off that agenda.
A Google boss has apologised after being criticised for not doing enough to tackle extremist content. Marks and Spencer is the latest company to suspend adverts after some of them appeared on the company's YouTube platform alongside offensive material. Health campaigners have called the amount of salt in our food a national scandal. Producers are supposed to be reducing the amount, but a study's found Galaxy hot chocolate was saltier than seawater. And Richard Hammond insists he's fine after falling off a motorbike multiple times. He was filming for the Grand Tour in Mozambique when the crashes happened.
I wonder what you're going to say then in that last to one story.
Why?
Read it again, the salty thing.
So, Galaxy hot chocolate.
Yes.
Is saltier.
Yes.
Than seawater.
See, I wonder what you're going to go. I wonder where the sea.
Thanks for lowering the tone so early into the show.
Welcome back, Victoria.
Thanks.
Welcome back. Victoria's been away. She's been away for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And she's back off her holidays. Where did you go?
I went to Costa Rica.
How was it?
It was amazing.
Costa Rica, Spanish for? Oh, come on.
Coast.
You've been there how long? And you don't even know what the country means.
Coast is Costa. I don't know what Rica is.
Rich coast. There you go. Yeah. Okay, good. Well, tales of that later, I'm sure.
Mm.
Are any of them broadcastable?
Yes!
Are there?
Yeah.
Okay. Your bonus news today, by the way, because Tanya's been sitting in.
How was that?
Doing a sterling job, I have to say. Her bonus news, she went quite to town on it all.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How do you mean she went to town?
Oh, we got like 20-minute bulletins out of her for that.
Oh, so you didn't really have to do much?
No, we just let her do the show. It was fine.
Yeah, she seemed really happy, actually, to be filling in. She kept tweeting about it.
She loved it. But bonus news today is a special bonus news.
Okay.
So we ended on Animal on Friday.
Oh.
I know. But today, it's Victoria's holiday stories.
Victoria's, I'm not sure I'm keen on this.
Victoria's holiday news. You know when you go back to, not when you went back to school,
yeah.
And then you go back to, and they all, what did you do in the holidays? It's like that.
Okay.
So that's bonus news at 3:30 with Victoria about what she did in the holidays. So hello, welcome. It's Talk Radio. It's a Monday.
I've got to do weather.
I know.
You don't.
And now Victoria's got the weather.
You've forgotten.
I did forget. Talk Radio national weather. What was the weather like in Costa Rica?
Sunny. It was mid-30s the whole time.
Hmm.
It was so good.
Yeah. Did you go to the cloud forest? But it wasn't mid-30s there.
No.
It's freezing there.
Didn't go there.
Why didn't you go there? It's the best bit.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
Jeez.
Was it in your article?
Yes. I went to Costa Rica, wrote an article about it. That's why Victoria went.
It's not why. I'd paid a lot of money and then you gave me the article.
The power of travel writing.
You emailed it me like a couple of days before I went.
Yeah, what's the weather?
Here... Cloudy with patchy rain across the south. Sunshine and showers across the north and west will turn wintry over higher ground. Highs of 12.
You pleased
degrees.
To be back?
Ish.
Right. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Hi, Ben.
Arsene Wenger appears to be on the verge of extending his stay at Arsenal. Out of contract at the end of the season, Wenger's reportedly ready to sign a new 2-year deal with the Gunners after revealing over the weekend he'd made his mind up regarding his future. Scotland captain Darren Fletcher has told Talk Sport this weekend's game against Slovenia is make or break for their World Cup hopes. Scotland are second bottom of qualifying Group F, the same as England's, ahead of a crucial game at home to Slovenia on Sunday. Fletcher insists the national side have to stick to their long-term plans.
So it's been a real frustrating sort of time, but we've got to just dig deep. I know they're putting in plans with the youth. They're trying to, Malky Mackay's in charge now. Things were put in place before, but we've got to see these things through. It's 5, 10, 15 year plans and we've got to stick with them.
Finally, former British and Irish Lions coach Sir Ian McGeoghan reckons this year's squad have a good chance of beating New Zealand. The Lions haven't tasted victory over the All Blacks since the 1971 tour. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thank you very much, Ben. Right, let's do a Monday. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Don't miss our trade exclusive 1 week only catalogue launch deals, like 10% off all tiling, flooring and Leyland trade paint. See in store or online for more. Hurry, offers end Sunday 26th of March. Trade Point, trade brands, trade prices, trade only. Trade Point.
call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So, as previously intimated...
Oh, I've worked in radio since the 80s.
So what if this afternoon the Queen dies?
Well, it's bad news because we're unlikely to drop a dress size.
Thank you very much indeed, Cornelius.
They're already small horses.
Ponies.
Smorses.
Really good news.
Shut up.
Cornelius.
The naked model.
No matter how many times I say it, it still sounds like fake news, except it's true.
He was traumatised when he got home from the studio.
I'm going to Peter Bradshaw's house tonight for drinks.
Where does it sit in the pantheon of Kong? Because there hasn't been a snake attack in Ireland since they banned all of the snakes, so...
What effing crap are you coming up with?
Ass broadcast!
...has been awarded the animal equivalent to an OBE.
Hi, everyone!
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. Not my words, of course, but the words of Her Majesty Dame Vera Lynn, who turns 100 years old today. Dame Vera Lynn. She shot to fame, of course, in an early series of wartime Britain's Got Talent. She was one of the very first entertainers to travel to sing for the troops. In her case, on the front line in Burma, where she single-handedly saved many lives, Dame Vera Lynn. Despite never picking up an actual gun, she was trapped on a clifftop during a raging battle against the Japanese, Dame Vera Lynn. She tied ropes around injured soldiers and lowered them to safety while singing "We'll Meet Again" at the top of her voice and using only a piano as a shield. She stormed the enemy's trenches, killing hundreds of them, Japanese, with her bare Dame Vera Lynn hands, wielding her piano stool round her head to kill them, while simultaneously keeping the boys' spirits up by singing their wartime favourites. Before converting her piano into a tank in a shed and driving all the way to Berlin, Dame Vera Lynn. Dame Vera Berlin, they called her after that, didn't they? Where she shot Hitler in his bunker. In fact, it's Dame Vera Lynn we have to thank for the wartime song about Hitler only having one ball. As it was Dame Vera Lynn who single-handedly bit the other one off while singing "Land of Hope and Glory" into his Nazi face. Dame Vera Lynn. May have got a little bit of Dame Vera Lynn's life confused there with both the plot of the film Hacksaw Ridge, which then sort of merged with an alternative fact or two. But I think we can all agree that she helped the war effort enormously and that that was a fitting tribute. Happy birthday, Sir Her Majesty Dame Vera Lynn, whose face has been projected onto the white cliffs of Dover. I once genuinely spent the day with Dame Vera Lynn at her house in East Sussex and had tea with her.
That's true.
It was for a documentary I made about Dame Vera Lynn for BBC Radio 2. And it's why I know about her talent for turning pianos into tanks. She's got a garden full of that stuff. God bless her. Anyway, hello, welcome. It's Monday, of course. Monday, the Dame Vera Lynn 100th birthday of March. And it's also spring equinox. Equinox. Which is technically the first day of aforementioned spring in the Northern Hemisphere. Equinox, of course, is Latin. Victoria, you're good at languages, as we established moments ago. What's equinox Latin for?
Equinox. Spring. No. I don't know.
Equal night. There you go. So to celebrate, why not pop a bunch of newborn lambs in a vase? And don't forget, next weekend is also Mother's Day, when mums go forward by 1 hour. So don't forget that. So here we go then, 1 till 4 o'clock, Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, yes, and we are filling your afternoon with our all-you-can-listen-to programme buffet or something. Theresa May, we know, is to trigger Article 50 next week, 29th of March. So let us trigger today's show right now. Headline Hijack is on the way. That is a celebration of fake news. Made-up news, as we put a great big made-up news lie into the 2pm bulletin to confuse people. There's a number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Yeah. There's the Diversity Paper Review. As each day, a different diversity reviews the papers for us. Today, Mark is in, and he's brown, and in his own words, also obese. So that's two boxes ticked right there. Making us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. There's the big story, shortly, of course, that's on the way. The day's big issues will be analysed in depth through the medium of Japanese poetry, as murdered by Dame Vera Lynn during the war. It's the news in haikus. A work experience punditry. Today, Sophie is in. Work experience, Sophie. She'll be joining us to round up some television. Some television from the weekend. There's every chance we'll be out on the streets as well. Well, there's every chance. I know there is because we did it at the weekend. Because you know why? Drunk people. That's why. Drunk people canvassed for their opinions on the previous week's news. It's what we do at the weekend. We play you the results. On a Monday, we call it Alco Vox Pops. People hammered off their minds, falling out of pubs and clubs and bars, have microphones shoved in their faces, and then they're questioned as to current affairs. Hear the results later on the programme. There's the big debate at three. All your reactions. You're invited to play a game of Band Or, and as you were just hearing there in Victoria's News, Google of having to deal with adverts surrounding, quote, offensive material on Google. So various companies are pulling advertising from Google because of offensive material. So to celebrate that, we're going to play Band Or type of material. It's Band Or Cloth. If you do want to play, you can register your intent to do so. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You could get a chicken as a souvenir of your time spent with us. Not just a chicken, but also a beef or a lamb or a box of organic veg. Why the organic veg, Victoria?
Because they're not racist,
that's
John.
That's right. To clarify, it's a game, not a competition. It's a souvenir, not a prize, just so we're clear. Plus hot guest action as well. As actor and comedian and square-faced bearded man Hugh Dennis will be joining us in the studio just after 2 o'clock to talk about comic relief or something, I don't know. Ginger Dave is not producing today. He's genuinely gone to work as a zookeeper for the day today, right? I'm assuming it's a gift or something, or, you know, he's run out of students and he's broadening his horizons. Ass Podcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Yeah.
Spring equinox, Cass. Happy time. Do you witches do a party or something for that? Or
we'll sacrifice a midget.
Do you?
Yeah.
There, you find one of them.
Looking at it.
All right. Marta's on the buttons. Hi, Marta.
Hi, John. Hi,
Victoria's back. Look, she's back like gammon.
Yes.
Or to the future, or... Case of warts. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hi.
He's currently clearing coleslaw out of his bag.
Yeah.
Coleslaw. He's got a bag full of coleslaw. It's all over his shoes. He's going out tonight. It's just for the whole of that link there. He was mopping coleslaw with a tissue out of his shoes and bag.
Stinks.
You do stink.
The whole studio stinks.
Yeah. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. In the afternoons. And, of course, we need to get to today's big story. We're going to be doing it with some music. The clues are all in the music. To get to today's big story. But what could it possibly be? Try and work it out. Play along at home, just for fun. Play along in the studio, Cornelius, not for fun.
Go away.
All right. He's still cleaning coleslaw out of his bag.
Is he?
Yeah, he's on his knees, clearing coleslaw out of a bag. Are you pouring water into your bag?
Yeah.
What's that going to do? You're just going to have a wet bag.
Yeah, but
it's seeping through.
Remind you of your holiday, Victoria.
Thanks, John.
All right. That waiter. All right, then. Let's start with some music.
There were no waiters.
What? There were no waiters. All right, fine. Past 1:16. Talk Radio. This is Muse.
Muse.
So that is the noise of Muse. Muse. Well, why would I be playing Muse on what is, let's be honest, the talk radio station in the afternoon? Well, of course, the answer to that is it links us neatly to today's big story, segueing between the show menu and our first topic of discussion. Stockholm Syndrome. And yes, it links to today's story, but Cornelius, still clearing coleslaw out of his bag.
I've turned the bag inside out now.
Yeah.
As you can see, most of the coleslaw is gone.
Right, it looks like a tramp's been sick in your bag. I mean, specifically a tramp that just lives on a diet of coleslaw. So, Cornelius, why would I be playing Muse and Stockholm Syndrome on talk radio to get us into today's big story? Why would I be doing that? You've got to work it out from the clues.
The clues
are all in there. It's Muse. It's Stockholm Syndrome.
So Muse.
Yeah. Good.
There's three of Muse.
Yes, there are three of Muse.
Three is a number.
Yes.
As is the number 50.
Yes. Good.
As is the article 50.
Yes.
Which will be triggered,
yes,
John, on the 29th of March. 29, also a number.
Yes.
Also marching.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
Is that it?
No, nowhere near. Allow me to explain. Right, Muse, right, the band Muse. This is their song Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
Right, Muse is most...
Stockholm.
Go on.
Something. Europe?
Europe?
Yeah, because we're leaving Europe on Article 50.
Yes.
Is that it?
No. It's a song by Muse. Muse's last album was called Drones. The last track on the album, Drones, is called Drones by Muse. And, of course, in the story news today, the Devon and Cornwall police are starting to use drones. They've advertised for a drone manager to manage a fleet of police drones. It's on the front of the Mail. It's in the other papers. That is what we'll be tackling, of course. The police... Is it cuts? Is it super space police shooty drones? We don't know, but we will be finding out. It's drones, Cornelius. Easy, wasn't it? Because Muse have got an album called Drones with the song Drones.
Why didn't you just play Drones?
What do you mean?
You could have played the song Drones. I even have it, I think. I have it on my iTunes. We wouldn't have had to pay for it.
I didn't think of that.
Well, that was really stupid.
We're going to talk about today's big story next. Ask Podcast is through the glass. She's through the miserable window. The noise around me.
Yeah.
She has a face like a bag full of coleslaw.
Yeah. With an egg in it. Do you... Could you get us a guest?
No.
Please?
You get nothing. I'm going.
Okay.
Yes.
Right, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll talk to a guest next. We'll have to get it ourselves. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with click and collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating store subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. And our latest clever product, the Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge, has just got even better. It's now been officially tested to lift up to a massive 140 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on without one. The new, improved Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Now up to 140 kilos. Available from builders merchants nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked.
The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
At 8:30 p.m. on Saturday, the 25th of March, millions of people across the world are coming together for WWF's Earth Hour. And it all begins with the flick of a switch. 1 hour where the world turns off their lights. 1 hour to show your support for our beautiful planet. 1 hour that connects us all. Sign up now and join hundreds of millions around the world for WWF's Earth Hour. Saturday, the 25th of March at 8:30 p.m. Search WWF to find out more.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Looking slow for Doncaster's southbound A1. This is towards an accident near to Barnsdale Bar. The congestion is tailing back towards junction 32A for the A1M. A lane's out on the southbound A1 for the recovery of the vehicles involved. If you're using the second Severn crossing heading westbound, a lane's out near the toll booth for the recovery of an accident. Through Hentstridge in Somerset, the A30 Sherborne Road is still closed both ways because of an accident. And in Antrim, the southbound M2 is busy at junction 2 for the M5. A lane out there because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Writing job descriptions, managing candidates, setting up interviews, hiring's hard. But Indeed.com makes it easy. Post your job, organise candidates, schedule interviews. All on the UK's number one job site. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, easy works. Find your next hire at Indeed.com today. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy. D-lovely, D-Laney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you are listening to Talk Radio, and yes, I am John Holmes. Very quickly, a couple of your reactions have been coming in. Of course, it's Talk Radio, we're the home of reaction. We take a reaction. If you've got one, just throw it over here. React it this way, and it could be in this pile. This pile. This.
Oh. Okay. Do you want me to read the part?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. John, my old man is a dustman. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears core blimey trousers. Yeah. And he lives in a council flat. That's coming from Lonnie Donegan. Thanks, Lonnie. I am sick of populists, John. That's coming from someone who's unpopular.
Thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with a word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Let's talk about today's big story. Many papers today, not least the Mail, are droning on about drones as Devon and Cornwall police become the first force to advertise for a drone manager to run the UK's new 24-hour a day drone unit. They say drones will find missing people, presumably especially any that go missing in the sky, and help with major crime investigations. As a result, the BBC have already announced a new police drama called Drone, about a police drone with a drink problem who is a maverick drone and won't follow the rules, such as don't fly near airports, but who gets results. The drone has also split up with his drone wife after he flew over their house one day and saw her in the garden having an affair with their lawnmower. Stars Idris Elba, probably. But is this a result of cuts to actual police officers? The police drones, not the drama. Or a necessary technological advancement for policing the modern world? I, for one, look forward to high-speed drone chases as police drones are set after Amazon delivery drones that have been drone-jacked by drone-jackers. And that's just the start. More importantly, will they have lights and sirens? What will they have? What is a police drone? Let's find out, because on the line now is Simon Wally. He is from the Royal Aeronautical Society. Hello, Simon.
Hi, John. You all right?
Yeah, very good, thank you. So, tell us about drones, Simon. First of all, what do you know about drones?
Well, we have a very active community within the Royal Aeronautical Society membership with plentiful expertise in unmanned systems like drones, and we're able to advise government and politicians on how they might go about regulating drones, but also doing it in such a way that we can maximise the benefits for society and the economy, which includes the likes of the police.
Yeah, so is it a result then? I mean, as I sort of posed the question there, do you think it's a result of sort of cuts, or are we thinking it's just the police moving with the times?
Well, the technology is advancing at a considerable pace, and in many ways, it's way ahead of the regulation that's already in place. And one of the benefits of drones is that they are cheap to run, and they can save you money.
Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be about the headline cost, but actually, you could, by replacing people in certain roles, drones can fulfill certain tasks that, you know, potentially could be dull or dangerous tasks, repetitive, that would make it very difficult for a human being to do. And so by employing technology, it could make it much safer. So there are many, many benefits. It isn't necessarily just about the money.
Yeah, indeed. And so talk us through, if you can, some of those benefits, because it's Devon and Cornwall, and obviously they're talking about helping to find missing persons. And I suppose Devon and Cornwall being so coastal, and in that sense, you can get access to, I don't know, beach areas where the police can't get to.
Exactly. They do provide much more, you know, remote access points. And it isn't even just in police. You know, if you were trying to look at monitoring a bridge to see if there are any defects, and you've got to get, you know, hundreds of meters high up,
It's
much more difficult. And actually, it's quite dangerous if you were going to using a human being to do it. So, you know, looking over the edge of cliffs for missing people, drones could play a very key role in that and do it cheaply and safely.
Will they have blue lights and sirens? That's the question I think we want to know the answer to.
I don't know. I was thinking, is there going to be a dedicated place that they can go and get some donuts?
And really dronuts, they would have to be called, of course.
Oh, very good, yeah. Very good. Why didn't I not think of that? To be honest with you, the technology is moving fast. It's fast moving, so who knows what it will look like. But
I think we're all hoping for sort of air-to-ground nets to catch fleeing criminals and that kind of thing. It smacks of Judge Dredd a bit, doesn't it, this whole thing?
Well, I suppose there is something about it's slightly futuristic, where somehow the whole world could be taken over by an army of drones. But, I mean, the government are already looking at this very closely about putting in place a strategy and a regulatory framework that supports the growth and use of drones, but to do it in a safe way. So I'd say the likelihood of that is... we're not going to see that kind of future. But with the technology and these ideas that some people have, who knows?
Yeah, and in terms of how, you know, you're in a position to tell us, in terms of the expansion of drones, because it's obviously they've hit the headlines recently with people flying them near airports and near misses. We hear about all of that. We hear that Amazon are trialling drone delivery services. I think a couple of supermarkets are talking about it as well. How far off are we before the sky is technically full of drones? And when it is, how does that get policed in a way? Because presumably you're just running the risk of them all crashing into each other.
Yeah, exactly. I think we're quite a way off yet. I mean, the Amazon drone trials, I'm not sure if they've actually been completed yet, but it was only a trial. And the technology that would need to be in place, which is to operate drones beyond the visual line of sight, and at the moment you have to keep them within your line of sight, and they would have to be fitted with collision avoidance technology. And until that happens, until that's allowed, because the regulatory framework doesn't allow it, then we won't see that. So the government is looking at it at the moment. And also there's the whole issue of how they would fit into the very congested airspace.
So
I would say it is a way off, but we can already see that we are going in that direction.
Yeah, okay. So just in terms of that line of sight thing, which I think is a lot of people wouldn't necessarily realise, because you read about these Amazon trials, as you said, they are trials. But if that was to happen, then, and you've got to keep it in the line of sight, what does that mean? That's an Amazon drone operator flying a drone, following the drone to the delivery point, presumably from a car or a van, which could have had the delivery in it anyway.
Exactly. That is only what is allowed at the moment. And what they are trialling is beyond visual line of sight, which means that, you know, using a camera, you could, you know, look at the person who's seated on the floor, the operator, sitting on the ground, could look at where they're going without actually needing to follow it.
Which is the military side, isn't it, where we hear remote drones being flown out of Nevada into Afghanistan or wherever,
And that's already happening in military, but it's not allowed in the civil world yet.
Well, which is fair enough, because, you know, people in Afghanistan also want to take delivery of Amazon products, so I can see that. listen, thank you very much, Simon, for talking to us. So Simon Wally, he's from the Royal Aeronautical Society. They're bringing us slightly up to speed on today's drones policing story. This is Devon and Cornwall Police who have built some drones. What would you like to see slung under a drone? Maybe a criminal from a noose. If you're a listener to Julie Hartley Brewer, that's probably something you want. But, you know, if you're more liberal than that, let us know. Do you want nets? Do you want guns? What do you want under a police drone? Do you want a police... Dronuts, as you said. This is drones that can fly donuts to the police. What do you want to see in the sky? 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Just after 1:30, Victoria's here, and she's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister's confirmed she'll start the official Brexit process next week. It'll officially start the 2 years of negotiations for the UK to leave the European Union. Meanwhile, Number 10 has announced there's no plan for an early general election. The leader of the Scottish Labour Party, Kezia Dugdale, has told Talk Radio that's the right decision.
The question is it a good thing for the country? I suspect that given the uncertainty and division caused by Brexit, a lot of people wouldn't really welcome even more uncertainty. Yes.
Labour's deputy leader says he fears a left-wing takeover from within the party. The Unite Union has dismissed the comments from Tom Watson as misguided and unprecedented. A high-tech terrorist has admitted hiding his Islamic State group activities in a James Bond star cufflink. 34-year-old Smartaullah from Cardiff will be sentenced next month. Marks & Spencer is the latest company to suspend advertising on Google over concerns it's not doing enough to tackle extremist content. One of the internet giant's bosses has apologised after being criticised over ads playing on its YouTube platform alongside offensive material. And Dame Vera Lynn says she can't believe she's turned 100. The Force's sweetheart is celebrating her birthday today. Her image has been projected onto the White Cliffs of Dover. The weather cloudy with patchy rain across the south, sunshine and showers across the north and west will turn wintry over higher ground. Highs of 12 degrees. There's more in 25 minutes.
What they should have done, of course, with Dame Vera Lynn's 100th birthday, is because I was listening to an interview this morning with the park manager of the White Cliffs National Park down in Dover. And he said that the biggest complaint they get from visitors is that when they visit the White Cliffs of Dover, there are no bluebirds over them. Right? And he was saying that people just go and say, well, I came here, but I was expecting the bluebirds, like out of the song There'll Be Bluebirds Over the White Cliffs of Dover by Dame Vera Lynn. And he sort of has to patiently explain that there aren't any.
Aww.
However, I've just come up with an idea.
Oh, no.
Right? What you do is you get drones...
Yes.
Right, and you dangle bluebirds, because bluebirds don't want to fly over the White Cliffs of Dover by choice.
Yes.
What you could do is round up a load of bluebirds, right, dangle them from string beneath drones, right, and fly them above the White Cliffs of Dover to please the tourists. Yeah. So I think that is a good idea.
It's not going to go well. I mean, all the animal rights activists are going to kick off. Think about Peter.
Those hippies.
Yeah.
They're not going to be keen. And then you will be the spearhead of this horrible, unethical campaign. And
get
abuse
for
harming the bluebirds.
No, because the ones I'm thinking of are dead.
Would you have killed them specifically for this exercise?
Absolutely.
How would you obtain them?
I'm the killer in it. John asked me to do it.
I still think that's not okay. I think you're going to be criticised.
All right, okay, what about this? Right? Yeah, okay. You're absolutely right, Victoria. You're absolutely right. So what we do is, right, we go around collecting dead birds.
Any old dead birds?
Yeah, we don't kill them. We go around, we hang around the skip at the back of an owl sanctuary.
Mm.
Right? And then we get any old dead bird. Because you sometimes see them in the road, don't you? Against window. So and the power lines. We get dead birds, right? We spray them blue with paint from Halfords.
Halfords, definitely.
Right? Because then you dangle them from drones, right? When they're above the cliffs, they'll be so high you won't even see that they're not bluebirds. And I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, yeah, but an owl, John, is bigger than a bluebird.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, yeah, but we fly the drone higher right? So, with perspective, by the time it gets to a certain height, an owl will be roughly the size of a bluebird to an observer on the ground, and therefore we can have as many bluebirds over the White Cliffs of Dover as we like.
Yeah, really
and
good idea.
And we could probably get a drone manager, like from the news, to fly the drone so the bluebirds, for the visitors, I'm doing it for them, right, form the face of Dame Vera Lynn in the sky dead birds.
I don't think
for
that's
our 100th birthday. That is lovely.
I don't think that's lovely. And also, what happens if people have binoculars and they're like, oh, that's a dead owl spray painted blue. What the hell happened here?
Well, we'd have to explain. There'd be like a little leaflet in the
disclaimer with
centre.
A tiny small
you could, visitor. You could just give seagulls hypothermia.
Yep.
I'm not sure that how it works. Or do you remember the seagull which dove into a curry vat and it turned orange? You just need to get something tasty and blue.
Blue string pudding from the Clangers.
That, and just make... entice them.
Yeah.
That's a naturally occurring bluebird scenario opposed to being horrible or
we'll get some seagulls and we'll immerse them in a blue liquid.
Yeah.
Right, and then hang them from drones.
As long as it's not a dangerous liquid... then I think you'll be fine.
How about that liquid they use on sanitary towel adverts?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a blue liquid. So what we do is we pour that on seagulls and then we dangle them from drones.
No, I think they have to choose to go in on their own accord.
No, dangle them from drones above the White Cliffs of Dover. See, no one likes seagulls. And then when visitors go there, hey presto, there'll be bluebirds over #, dead seagull covered in sanitary towel.
Why do they have to be dead?
Over the nuclear...
They're
easier to
them?
Control, Victoria. Have you ever tried to control a live seabird?
They'll hijack the drone.
Speaking of hijack, we've got to do headline hijack.
Yeah.
Which we're going to do next on Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And here it is. Have you got a pen or pencil and a piece of paper? I'm going to give you the recipe for a perfect Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. A portion of politics, a cup full of current affairs, and a caster sugar bowl full of showbiz. All that and music news, and we are spoiling you each and every breakfast. Mmm, there's a mouthful.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then... it is time for Headline Hijack. In 20 minutes' time, Victoria will be here with the news again. It will contain, however, at 2 p.m, a lie, a news lie, a made-up lie. Fake news writ large, and we'd like it to be supplied by you, please. It's what we do of a weekday to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit where we set it up. Headline hijack it is, 87222 for your made-up
nonsense. Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
like. What's been coming in, Cornelius?
This.
All right.
Megabus has announced that they are to launch an airline called Megaplane, says Jimmy. There will be flights across Europe from as little as £1 plus 50p booking fee, and the aeroplanes will be basic with just one toilet on board, which will often be out of order.
Thank you. Jimmy. It's been announced that Chris Evans, for Comic Relief, is going to do a marathon of murdering popular television series. The broadcaster, whose performance on Top Gear, of course, was heavily criticised, will be reviving an old BBC show each day this week, starting tonight with Last of the Summer Wine.
Yeah, he could really do a job on that.
Yeah. Bake Off, he's going to have a go at that as well, I think. Yeah. Anything that was popular, Chris Evans is going to come in and ruin for Comic Relief. That's come in from Ian. Thanks, Ian. Now, over to you. Somebody has to be today's headline hijacker, and you know what? It could well be you, because those lines are open. And in the next bit of the programme, we will be rattling through today's newspapers for the Diversity Paper Review. Mark's in. He's got two diversities. Find out what they are. Makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Find out what they are after the break. And Hugh Dennis, out of off of the telly and that, will be here to flog something or other he's doing. And that is a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. And that's just after 2 here on Talk Radio on this Monday afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
It's a beautiful sunny day here in Plymouth, and I'm on a giant parade ground about the size of two or three football pitches, and I'm watching nine Royal Navy Reserves starting their parade training. I'm going to have a go in a minute, doing left, right, left, right. I've got no coordination, though. Is it difficult?
It's not difficult, no, providing you know which is left from right and which way you are looking. So if you're stood on the end, make sure you look to the guy next to you. But ultimately, if you can go left, right in your head, you can do it.
Hooray! Stand at ease!
It's something that you can get good at. Like, I know people who go to work and then practice in their spare time, and all their friends are like, what are you doing? It's very rewarding when you get it right. Out of all the stuff we're doing over these 2 weeks, drill is my favourite bit.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now, with a huge range of trade products and brands at low trade prices. Grab a copy for your van in one of our 290 stores nationwide today. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay. List your items for free and only pay when you sell. So there's never been a better time to get on eBay. Private sellers only, conditions and exclusions apply.
Before I've even walked through the front door, she's there with her arms wide open.
You name it, Mum can make it.
She can just kind of feel when you need a cuddler.
Do you know those amateur away? But she still loves me.
I think she must be magic.
This Mother's Day, give a little magic back with a personalised card and a hand-tied bouquet of flowers from Moonpig. Delivered by courier on Mother's Day.
Moonpig.com.
Order by 4 p.m. Saturday 25th of March. Geographical exclusions apply.
Don't miss our trade exclusive 1 week only catalogue launch deals, like 10% off all tiling, flooring and Leyland trade paint. See in-store or online for more. Hurry, offers end Sunday 26th of March. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M4 in Wiltshire is really heavy. This is eastbound towards problems near Swindon. Junctions 15 to 14. Two of the three lanes are blocked by an accident, so heavy on the approach. Delays for the M6 south through Staffordshire because of an accident between junctions 10A for the M54 and 10 for Wolverhampton and Warsaw. One lane's closed there. Big queues for the southbound A1 near Doncaster. There's an accident near Barnsdale Bar. Congestion on the A1, almost back towards the A1M, but better for Antrim's M2. The southbound restrictions at junction 2 for the M5 have been lifted. I'm Joanna Adams.
Your business is growing. Fantastic. But you need to hire fast. Enter Indeed.com, already used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, you'll find more great candidates and sooner on Indeed. Find your next hire on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. World's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And very shortly, we'll be talking through the papers. However, there is a lot of news around, of course. We know that Theresa May, she's the Prime Minister, by the way, has said she will trigger Article 50 on the 29th of March, which is, of course, next week. So that's news, isn't it? There's, yep. That's news. Tom Watson from Labour, he said there's a plot between the unions and the radical arm that funded Jeremy Corbyn's election. That's what he said. He says there's a plot.
What
they
type
denied
of plot?
It. I don't know.
Like gunpowder.
Gunpowder.
I'd love that.
Would you?
As long as no one got hurt.
Okay. And the president of Uber has quit as well, of course. Although he still hasn't. Apparently, you had to go to HR for that. But he got to the end of the corridor and gave him a call saying it was 2 minutes away and he still hasn't got there. Uber junk.
Like Uber.
It's like Uber, isn't it? Sort of Uber. Anyway, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
well,
it.
Well, many people can't, Cornelius, but we're here to help, of course, by running the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's obvious when you think about it. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. Here it is. Laid bare. It's the news in haikus.
Sperm cells swim stronger if they have rhythm, which I, ironically, dads don't.
The news in haikus. Welcome along. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. And it's time for today's diversity paper review. We go through the papers. Of course we go through the papers. It's what you do on the radio. However, we do it each day with a different diversity. Today's diversity is Mark, who is...
brown and obese.
It's two diversities. Do you identify as brown or obese first, though, Mark? That's the question.
I like to identify as obese first because brown wasn't a choice I made. Right? Yeah. Obese is a lifestyle decision made by me.
Rightly so. Thanks for coming in. What's in the papers today?
There's lots of talk about sperm in the papers.
You just mentioned it in the haiku. Yes, I know. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't really understand it at all.
You don't understand sperm?
I don't. Well, I understand what sperm does, but what they're talking about in the papers I don't really get.
Go on.
Because they've kind of figured out how sperm... travel,
yes.
How they move,
yes.
And I just don't get it. I can't get my head around it.
You can't get. Well, it's complicated.
Yeah.
Hence the haiku.
Yeah.
Talking us through it just there. So what's confusing you? There's a tail. They've got a tail. There's a head and a tail. It swims, doesn't it?
There's a head and a tail.
Yeah.
And then they don't. They kind of use their heads
sonar
to get their tail flip.
Isn't it a rhythm? They rely on rhythm.
Yeah. They have a rhythm and they use their heads.
Yeah.
To kind of propel their tail, which then pushes their head, which is just madness, isn't it?
Yeah, so, all right, so but back up a little bit. So what you've got is there's a sperm.
There's
we
a
know
sperm.
There are, 50 to 150 million sperm per ejaculation.
Yes.
One of them can be, there can be only one, in the words of Highlander.
Yes.
Right, and it has to battle each one to the death to get there.
Yes.
Lots of things in the way.
Yes.
Right? Blind alleys.
Yeah.
Conditions, not perfect, all that kind of stuff.
Got to
right?
take tubes, yep.
Tubes.
Yep.
Yeah. Tube strikes.
Yep.
Yeah. Right, so...
the RMT standing in the way.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Replacement sperm services.
Yeah.
So the idea is that we know they swim. We've always learned, since we were at school, they swim.
Yeah.
But now we know it's not swimming... because I've always assumed, like you, like a tadpole.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right? That kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not, is it? It's to do with...
it's more like a dance-off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
The strongest sperm is the best dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which means it has more rhythm, which means it gets... to the egg.
Egg.
Yeah.
Cass smells of... egg. So it's movement of head.
Movement of head.
But it's movement of the whole thing, surely.
Yeah, it's also a kind of a joint movement, like a magnetic type movement that, you know when... I just, like, I can't get my head around it.
Well, like birds fly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like when birds fly.
So the suggestion is that there's a sort of a magnetic force they follow.
Yeah.
Is there?
Apparently, according to scientists, this isn't me, but this is what the Daily Mail reckons.
Yeah.
That kind of keeps the movement moving in a rhythmic way.
Yeah. The Daily Mail will probably want to send them all back.
Yeah, probably.
Probably, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the idea of that. So, to the Daily
it's
Mail,
outrageous.
Somebody trying to swim, that's like a migrant, as far as they're concerned.
Yeah.
So they want to see it sent back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back up it.
It makes sense, though, doesn't it? Because dads are rubbish at dancing.
Yeah.
And that's because they've lost all their rhythm when they conceived the child.
Yeah.
So, for example, you, John, are a father.
I am him.
I am an excellent dancer.
No, you're
and
not.
Childless. Yes,
no,
I am.
That's
Mark,
not true. No,
Mark,
because I have seen you dance many, many, many times. And
yeah.
you. And frankly, it's embarrassing to watch, Cornelius. It's just a dreadful, dreadful state of affairs.
Is it?
So,
no.
As a father who can dance,
you can't.
And I think you can ask my children that.
I will.
Yeah. Then I think you'll find that my sperm has remained with me. in many ways. Well, are you a good? You're not a father, are you? Are they,
no, then? I'm not. And I know I'm obviously of ethnic extraction, so I'm blessed with dancing feet.
There you go. So, all right.
Well, the happiest, fattiest dancing man on the, yeah. the club.
Yeah. That's a nice image, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's, like, that's good. Yeah. And spermiest as well. Like
yeah,
say.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
fine. All right. What? Where next, Mark? Where next in the newspapers?
Basically, as you know, I'm obese. And there's yeah. a story, there's a reason why I'm obese. And this newspaper story kind of explains it. But being too beautiful is bad for your love life.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
And before I took the decision to be grossly obese,
yeah.
and I was just unable to find love.
Okay.
Or settle down in any sort of relationship. Because right. I was just a trophy boyfriend for many women.
Yeah.
And it was awful. It was really bad for me. So
you made the lifestyle choice.
I made the lifestyle choice
yeah.
to pile into the Snickers
yeah.
and not put down the wagon wheel.
Yeah.
Get involved with the Penguins and put in a few pounds. It yeah. took, you know, it added, it made me more lovable.
Well, it does. I'm with you on that. It does, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're very lovable. But the question is what are these people who are too beautiful on about?
So basically what the kind of, the research has suggested is if you're too beautiful, then people try and overcharm you and they yeah. overpromise.
Yeah.
And well, Nita, stop nodding like you know.
No, because if you, again, if we take me and you as a case study for this story as well, like the previous one,
yeah.
you, John, yeah. Look like a sort of small troll figure, don't you?
Right, yeah.
Yet you are in a very long-term marriage.
Yeah.
I am... what is it someone said the other day?
The ugly... Oh,
frankly dashing.
That was when you were moving
my
quickly.
Love
that
life
was all
isn't,
that was, isn't there. Apart from yeah, the one yeah. with your mum, no, as we all well, know, as no, regular listeners will
you,
know.
You made that
because
up.
Because she taught you how to kiss
you made this
in,
up.
In a bus stop
so
on the way to
sense,
your first
so
Tinder
too,
date.
If anything,
so that's
too
what
beautiful
and anyway, you look
for
like,
my own.
You look like good. Sid the Sloth out of Ice Age.
No, I don't.
But with worse eyes.
He doesn't have a girlfriend either, so he must be hot.
Yeah, with his mum. Anyway... So, too beautiful people have a problem, do they? Because they're too beautiful. What is
yes,
that because
we do.
Shut up. Is that because potential partners look at them and think they're out of their league and so people don't go for it? Is that what it is? Is
well,
that
there's that. That's one element of it as well. But other people do end up going on dates with beautiful people and then spend too much money that they can't maintain.
Right.
Or they overpromise. Or eventually the charm kind of runs out and then it all goes horribly wrong, doesn't it? Because you can't be charming the whole time in a relationship, can you?
Well, I am. I mean, obviously. But,
yeah, of course you are, John.
Yeah, yeah, that's given. All right, okay. So we've done sperm. We've done beautiful people. What now?
Neighbours. I don't know if you're a big fan of the Aussie soap.
Back in its day.
Yeah.
You know. When,
everyone was a fan.
You know, everyone goes to a stage of Neighbours.
Yeah.
And then you sort of drift away.
Isn't it like primary school stage? Like you just get home from school and you watch Neighbours.
Yeah.
I think that's how it works.
Well, in 2008, there was a very, very troubling time for Neighbours fans in the UK, which I include myself in that number, when Neighbours was dropped by the BBC and picked up by Channel 5.
Right.
Mm. I say dropped, I think it was a bit of a hostile takeover by Channel 5,
yes.
if I remember well. But it looks like Neighbours may well be facing the axe, and for the first time since it arrived on our screens in, I think, 1987...
So may well be or definitely is?
May well be, depending on whether or not Viacom, the company that owns Channel 5, can strike a deal with the company that make Neighbours.
Are we the only country that now shows it then? Is it like facing the axe? You mean just in this country?
No, it's just facing the axe in this country.
Oh,
like,
I thought you meant it was
gone. No.
Yeah,
in Australia.
Right. Ages ago in Australia, yeah. they hated it.
That's what I thought. A bit weird.
The funny thing is, though, in the UK, it's kind of like a teen soap almost. Where in Australia, it's quite a serious... Like, they take it quite seriously.
It's like a documentary.
It's like, yeah. yeah. It's their kind of version of Shameless.
Yeah. Anyways, it is.
A harsh, gritty Melbourne suburb.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, thank you for coming in, because it's, you know, that's the end of
Thanks
your,
for having
of
me.
Your bit now.
Us fat people don't get many chances
I know,
to be on radio.
I know. So, it is the Diversity Paper Review. Each day, the newspaper's reviewed by a different diversity, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Mark, remind us of your diversity, please.
Obese and brown.
Thank you very much. And after the break, we'll be joined by hot guest action. That's right, Hugh Dennis. Hugh Dennis, out of Off of Things, will be here. It is a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. He's here. He's plugging a thing he's doing. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Right now, at the Perfume Shop, save £13 off the RRP on a 30ml bottle of Paco Rabanne Lady Million, just £29.99. Visit us in-store or shop online at theperfumeshop.com. The Perfume Shop, 25 years of making perfect scents for Mother's Day. Offer while stocks last, valid from the 23rd to the 26th of March.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Let's talk about you. The I'll walk tomorrow you. The go on, please. I'll have a second helping you. The give us a minute love you. The heart disease you. So how about the enough is enough you? Start the fight back to a healthier you. Join over 1 million people who've taken the One You health quiz. See how you score. Search One You.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At precisely and exactly 2 o'clock. Good afternoon, Monday, Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Brexit to get underway next week. Elderly killer driver jailed and Google boss apologises.
Talk Radio.
The formal process of leaving the EU will be triggered next Wednesday. The government has announced Theresa May will take the step, which should mean the UK will cease to be a member of the European Union on March the 29th, 2019. The Prime Minister has been in Swansea on the first stop of a tour of the devolved nations.
As well as, obviously, delivering on Brexit and getting the right deal for Britain abroad and with Europe, we also ensure that we're getting building a stronger, fairer Britain and a better deal for ordinary working people here in the United Kingdom.
Unite the Union has hit out at Labour's Tom Watson, who's accused its General Secretary of trying to take over the party. It says his allegations are misguided and unprecedented. A secret recording of John Landsman, who leads the far-left Momentum Group, suggests diverting cash from the union to them and not the party. Deputy Leader Mr. Watson says the evidence is there.
It looks like a secret plan to take over the Labour Party to me. I think it needs to be called out, because even those people that join Momentum, many of our young members join Momentum, do not want to be involved in covert plans to take control of the Labour Party.
A 72-year-old driver who killed a toddler despite being told he shouldn't get behind the wheel because of his poor eyesight has been jailed. John Place ran down Poppy Arabella Clark and her mum as they used a crossing in Sutton Coldfield last year. The boss of Google in Europe has said sorry after a series of big firms pulled ads because of concerns they were being played next to extremist videos. Marks & Spencer is the latest company to complain YouTube's owner isn't doing enough to tackle the content. And Ben Stiller is calling on other celebrities to donate money to get food and water to Somalia. The actor is part of a campaign which has raised £1 million in less than 24 hours. He wants Turkish Airlines to fly aid to the country which is affected by drought.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy or patchy rain across the south. Sunshine and showers across the north and west will turn wintry over higher ground. Highs of 12 degrees.
I was out there.
I know, you were having a little chat, weren't you?
I was chatting to Mr. Hugh Dennis.
He's waving.
Yes. He can do that. It's a skill he has.
I just noticed it, actually.
One of many. So that's where I was. Did you do the weather?
Yes, she John. Did, yeah. And there was no big pause because you were busy having a chinwag.
All right.
It was actually more efficient, if anything.
Was it?
Yeah.
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 Okay. Well, well done.
There's a big pause there.
And there, if you're honest. And now, should we do the sport?
If we have to. Yeah,
yeah we do, contractually. Now here's Ben with his pre-recorded sport on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsene Wenger seems to be on the verge of extending his stay at Arsenal. His contract's up at the end of the season, with the Frenchman reportedly ready to sign a new two-year deal. It's understood the Gunners have not made an official approach to Borussia Dortmund coach Thomas Tuchel. That's despite reports to the contrary from Germany. Scotland captain Darren Fletcher has told TalkSport that chopping and changing managers and philosophies will get the national side nowhere. Scotland are second bottom of World Cup qualifying Group F ahead of a must win game against Slovenia on Sunday. Fletcher says only stability and commitment to a long-term approach will result in better fortunes for Scotland.
So it's been a real frustrating sort of time, but we've got to just dig deep. I know they're putting in plans with the youth. They're trying to, Malky Mackay's in charge now. Things were put in place before, but we've got to see these things through. It's 5, 10, 15 year plans and we've got to stick with them.
Finally, rugby. Wales captain Alan Wynne-Jones will have a scan on a shoulder injury he suffered during the Six Nations defeat to France at the weekend. The extent of his injury is not yet known. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a village in the Cotswolds called New Prenbrook Town has unveiled plans for the world's largest lazy river to be built surrounding the village. The lazy river will be free to use, and as well as a tourist attraction, it will also become a source of transport for locals. Villagers have described it like a relaxing and wet M25.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria.
That's all right, John.
That's how people describe you sometimes, isn't it?
No.
Okay. Right, let's move
on with
the programme. Later on, Victoria is here with her bonus news at 3:30. Whereupon we will learn tales. She has to make the time up because her bulletins are smaller than they used to be. She has to make the time up at 3:30 with bonus news. Today, bonus news is it's tales from Victoria's holiday. She's been off for 2 weeks. She's back. So it's sort of what I did on my holidays news.
Yeah.
Sure, we're all dying to know. So, and some of it's not even broadcastable. So the next the next bit of the program. don't mime that, Cornelius. The next bit of the program will contain Hugh Dennis. He listened to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio, yes, and it's coming up to a time. And now, just before we talk to hot guest action this afternoon, we bring you the big news, of course, that Rita Ora has been involved in a drive-by shooting. Have you seen this? She's the singer that's too orangey for crows, of course, Rita Ora. The news, though, when you look at it, is that she hasn't been involved in a drive-by shooting. She was simply somewhere 5 or 10 minutes before some shooting happened somewhere in London. But that is enough to trigger a news... Don't mind triggering Article 50, that's triggered a whole news story. So today, for the crap pun texting, it's simply pop stars and crime. Pop stars and crime, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag crime pop stars.
What do you got, Cornelius?
The shoplift ting tings.
Yeah, good, all right. Good start, certainly. All right. Jim Curb crawling. So it's like Jim Kerr out of Simple Minds and curb crawling. On a similar note, Elvis Prozzi. Prostitute. What else have you got?
Purger Reef,
good, strong, yeah.
Batter Ray Davies.
Yeah.
And Possession of Stolen Goods Charlotte.
It's not bad, actually. REO speeding.
No, not really.
Joan Arms Trading. Hugh Dennis.
Hello there.
Hi.
Have you enjoying these puns?
Have you got one?
My, no, I haven't. Okay. I thought it should be REO speeding wagon. Anyway, shouldn't it?
Yes.
I mean, why don't you...
wagons can't speed. A wagon is...
What was the Ray one? The
Batteray Davis.
Batteray. See, it's not even... the word isn't even Batteray, is it? It's Batteray, isn't it?
Yeah, you could have a Fray Davis.
Ray Davis, then that would be fine. But Ray Davis.
A Fray Davis.
A Fray Davis. Beautiful.
I had the Holmes Afray, though.
Holmes is on fire.
Thank I had you. The Afray, though. The Afray. Because the Fray are a band.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Fray Davis.
Asbo Diddley.
What?
Anyway, you don't need to see it. you can get those two as the bar's set very low. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag crime pop star.
All right. So here we are, then, Monday afternoon, and yes, there's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview today. That dubious accolade belongs to none other than Hugh Dennis off of Things.
Hello there.
Hi there.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Do you know, I'm tremendously well.
Good.
As it goes, yeah.
Good. I haven't seen you for a while. And
no,
you've got new glasses.
I have got new glasses got a new prescription.
Have you?
And I thought, new prescription, new shape.
Yeah.
New colour. Bit of tortoise shell.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bold.
This is good radio.
I know. Yeah, there it is. Well, I was just looking at a picture of you, right?
Were you?
Yeah.
Not the one.
It's in my wallet.
Not the one.
Not that one.
No, okay.
That's between me and you on WhatsApp, and you know it.
Yeah.
on Snapchat.
Yeah. Yeah, so, what have I done?
No, it's a picture of you on your Wikipedia page, which a producer just put on the screen here.
Yeah.
And it says, Dennis. During a radio recording of The Now Show 2008.
Yeah.
And it is a picture of you, it's your Wikipedia page. But in the background, bending over, is me. Just
nice.
Like, and I look like I'm sort of putting my head up your bottom.
Well,
on
there
this
were
picture.
Times. There
were.
So maybe,
back in the
maybe they caught one of those occasions.
One of those moments. Just quite an odd photo.
It's not a very good photo, is it? I never upload a new photo to Wikipedia. It's an old photo. It's a weird photo.
Well, it's 2008.
And also, I'm wearing a suit, as I remember it, aren't I? When
as
did
am
I ever wear a suit for a radio record? What was that? What recording was that?
I'm guessing, because I was looking at it, I think it's a corporate we did. I think it was probably like one of the ones we did for the radio people, or
the radio people,
or one of the party conferences, or something.
Yeah,
because that's definitely not a radio recording, because no one wears a suit.
No one would ever. But a lot of people don't wear clothes.
Yeah, it's radio. You don't need to.
It's good that you are.
Yeah. How? Well, look. I said, how are you? But I know you're busy. You're here. Let's get the pudding thing over with.
Are they? They is not a word. Okay is a word.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sort of went slightly Jewish.
It did. Yeah. That's
fine.
No problem.
Red Nose African Convoy then.
Yeah, Red Nose African Convoy.
Tell us about that, why don't you?
Well, I went to Africa with none other than David Baddiel,
yep,
and Reggie Yates and Michaela Cole and Katie Brand and Russell Kane, and we drove for Red Nose Day and for Comic Relief. We drove these in convoy with two massive articulated lorries full of stuff to help Comic Relief projects, and we were each had our own Land Cruiser. We paired up. I was with Baddiel.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Was that choice?
Yeah, it was actually. Right. I've driven across Ethiopia with Baddiel.
So which of these do you want?
They said I'll drive the man who's looking more and more like me, maybe I'm looking more and more like him. And it was great. But it's basically, and this is turned into a documentary. This is the, remember what you're doing here. This is the, this is what's happening. This is on Thursday night on BBC Two.
Yes.
At, is it 9 o'clock? You will have all the plugging information.
It exactly isn't. It's BBC One, by the way.
Oh, it's BBC One.
Yeah.
Don't turn on to BBC Two and get hooked onto whatever is on there.
Because that's not you.
And miss it. No.
Yeah.
It's on BBC One.
It is. Well, David Baddiel's in later this week himself as well. So,
is he talking about it?
I think he's talking about his
show.
His show
well, can I? I'll pre-plug it for him. It's brilliant.
Yeah,
it's a great, great show.
Mm. If you want to share something from that journey that might be embarrassing to him, then can ambush him with that.
Well, we did
later in the week.
Then it would be an ambush because obviously he was there and he knows about it.
Yeah,
but he navigated quite a lot. And he assured me that we were going the right way down a road. He told me to go a particular way down a road. And it turned out that we were driving the wrong way up a dual carriageway. In somewhere between Nairobi and Kampala.
Mm.
It's not good to drive up.
No. I mean,
a dual carriageway the wrong way when there are massive trucks. This is the biggest road in that bit of Africa.
Were you not, because you were being filmed for this?
Yeah.
Was there not some I don't know, film crew going, you're driving the wrong way.
We've managed to lose the film crew.
Also a good skill for a filmed programme.
Yeah. But there were cameras in the car. You know, sort of everything you do is being filmed from somewhere. So they didn't really feel the need to have, big camera car behind us.
Really. Yeah.
And it was a bit, and we got stopped by a policeman who was very, very, very nice. But we weren't quite sure what we were meant to do, because we've seen lots of films, and you kind of think, now what do I do? Do we bribe him? Are we nice to him? When we just went for very nice.
Did you go?
I think he would have been mortally wounded if we'd actually gone, look, here's a tenner, could you please let us off?
Did you go
because we would have been sent to prison, quite rightly.
Yeah, and still be there now. Yeah. Did you go full British on him, though? That's always a good technique, isn't it? By sort of enhancing that sort of Brit abroad.
Well, that we didn't understand because it's all so foreign to us, sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm totally sorry. I made a terrible...
No. Oh, yeah. I know, we did the full apologetic... You know, this has never, ever happened before, and you're doing a marvellous job, and thank you for telling us so much that we were driving in the wrong direction. Cars heading towards us. That was very useful.
I got pulled over in America, so the language thing wasn't an issue.
No.
And I didn't know what to do, because it was in the backwaters of Tennessee or somewhere, and I didn't know about, you'd heard the stories about, do you bribe the cops? I don't know whether you do or not. And he sort of go, I don't know. And he's sort of going, license? And I go, yeah. And I open my wallet, being clear that there was money in there, should he wish it. But he said, oh, what's that? And he pointed at a tube map that I just happened to have in my wallet.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
And he let me off if I gave him the tube map. So I bribed a cop with a London map of the London Underground.
And we
got off. Yeah,
did you?
With that, yeah, he was perfectly happy.
I've never ever had that. So that's a great
trip. It's
the thing that happens to me in East Africa, which is weird, and has happened two or three times now in East Africa, is that none of the programmes I am in are on in East Africa.
Yeah.
Apart from My Hero. And
all right, good.
At Nairobi Airport last year, when I flew into Nairobi Airport, lots of people were staring at me, thinking, look, there is Dr. Piers Crispin, the odious the odious GP. And I once got stopped in Cornwall. I've told you this, I'm sure, but I once got stopped in Cornwall in a little village called Corsand.
Yes.
By a bloke. I was walking along this sort of sea wall there, and this bloke stopped me and said, excuse me, are you Dr. Piers Crispin? And I said, yeah, well, I was. About 10 years ago, I was Dr. Piers Crispin. And he went, you, sir, are a very big star in Zimbabwe. And that, I just thought it was amazing. Nobody's ever going to say that to me again.
Have you ever been to Zimbabwe?
No, never been.
That's your next trip. There's also that place in... Is it in Corsand where there's a bit of you in a jar?
Yeah, that's the Museum of Celebrity Leftovers.
That's right.
And I had an egg sandwich in a cafe there.
Yeah.
And so, they then tried to sell it. So they didn't get any buyers, not surprisingly. It was a bit of food in a leftover... And stuck in a kind of little evacuated jar.
Yeah.
It's really strange.
Yeah.
I would say Prince Charles was in it. Not in the jar. Obviously, he was in the museum.
But it is. It's quite weird. It's food that celebrities have left on their plate, isn't it, essentially?
Yeah, food that celebrities have left on their plate. We're only made suspicious for me by the fact that I really don't like egg. So I'm kind of thinking, would I ever have ordered that? An egg sandwich. But I'm willing to go with it. Oh. You know.
Did you notice our producer out there smells of an egg, by the way?
Does she?
Yeah.
Mm. No, I did. You know, I didn't notice that. I think that's extraordinarily rude.
Have a sniff on the way out. Anyway, look, stay with us, because
I can't go anywhere out, because do you talk to me or the listeners?
Both.
Oh, okay.
But mainly you. Because there's also that story, speaking of being recognised, that I seem to remember you telling me once, about when you were lying on an examination area.
Oh, when I was having a colonoscopy.
Yes, save that story for after the break.
Okay,
because that's
quite fine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good. All right, then. Hugh Dennis is with us. He's doing Comic Relief's Red Nose African Convoy. It's on Thursday. We'll be talking about his colonoscopy next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't do the everyday on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Every Friday morning on the Paul Rust Full Set Breakfast, find out what happens when you push an ordinary radio producer from the West Midlands to the limit.
Join me, breakfast show producer Alex, as I step into the unknown and experience what the everyday can't.
Find out where being a Royal Navy Reservist takes him. Don't do the everyday on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red?
For kicking a ball boy?
What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
When Ollie found a hole in his work boot one morning, Screwfix were already open with a brand new pair in his size. When Tom realised the handsaw he had wasn't right for the job, Screwfix were right around the corner with something a bit more powerful. And when Colin ran out of guttering, Screwfix's click and collect got him back to work in no time. 500 stores nationwide, all open early till late, and click and collect in as little as 1 minute. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Next up on Sounds Fantastic is this.
Hey, you give to me all of your money, and maybe I give to you a few extra megabytes.
Ooh, that was the merciless Broad Bandit. Fear not and listen up.
Go compare.
That's the sound of the very first place you should be looking for your ideal broadband deal.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with click and collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating store subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Through Marsh in Devon, the A303 has been closed because of an accident, causing you problems if you're trying to get between Honiton and Ilminster. The A303 closed both ways. Wilches eastbound in Forney, Swindon's very heavy. One lane's out still, junctions 15 through to 14, so between Swindon East and Hungerford there's been an accident there. An accident on the M6 in Staffordshire is causing southbound delays towards its scene, junctions 10A to 10, where one lane is closed. But better news in Doncaster, the southbound A1 moving well again after earlier problems near to Barnsdale Bar. I'm Joanna Adams.
On a first choice holiday, just how much is included?
Well, this wine is.
Oh. Cocktails?
Included.
Sun lounges?
Included.
Meals?
Included.
Kids club?
Included.
What about that lifeguard?
With so much included on a first choice holiday and amazingly low deposits from just £50 per person, life's too short to say no. Kids club available in selected hotels only. Low deposits available for a limited time only. Low deposit and booking terms and conditions apply, including in event of cancellation. At all protected.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, yes it is, I am John Holmes. And Hugh Dennis is with only Hugh Dennis off of things. Hugh Dennis! Off of many, 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 many things. I'd forgotten, actually. Look, I printed off your... I know your back catalogue. I had forgotten you did Spitting Image.
I did Spitting Image for a long time.
Yeah, I'd forgotten that.
And this week, though, because Michael Heseltine's been in the news a lot,
yeah,
you know, resigning, and this morning talking about something else. What was he talking about? He wasn't talking about strangling a dog, which is the thing I always wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
I realised that I had done his voice for 7 years, and I've completely lost the ability to do it. I've been sitting in front of the television trying to get it back, and I just can't. It's nowhere.
Just
it's
nowhere. That just happens, though, doesn't it? If you drop out of practice of it.
No idea how he talks. But everyone I did is, you know, retired or dead now. So
yeah. But it was that was how we all learned about politics. So in my generation, I was sort of like, you know, that was a thing we watched, and the Spinning Image was when we knew who the politicians are. Now you go, who's the shadow secretary? I don't know. I don't know anymore because there's nothing to teach me.
Well, you wouldn't know who the shadow secretary of anything.
No, why would you?
You might know the actual government. Do you think you know the government people?
Not as well as I did back then.
No,
because of Spitting Image, though, that's what it did.
No, I suppose so. But you've also got a weird idea of what they look like then as well, didn't you?
Yeah, no idea now.
I thought David Steele was absolutely tiny. He's not. He's bigger than you, but
all
he's
right,
not.
Shut your face. Tell us about your colonoscopy.
Oh, okay. So I had to go for a colonoscopy job.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. And I thought, because when you're on the telly, it's sort of embarrassing going into hospitals, because you kind of people look at you in a weird kind of way and go, oh, I wonder what he's in for. So I decided to go, I lived in the South Downs at that point, so I decided to go privately down in a very quiet little hospital in Chichester, because I thought it'd be all right. No one will know. No one will recognise you or anything. So I went in, it was fine. No one recognised me at all in reception or anywhere else. And the only embarrassing bit was I was lying on the gurney. Gurney. I like to use the word gurney because I heard it in ER. And I had the backless gown on, so everything was sort of exposed, my rear parts to the world. And I'd been given the general anaesthetic. And the very last thing I heard was the nurse holding up the pipe with the hose pipe with the camera on the end. And just as I was falling to sleep, she said to me the words, "I'm a very good friend of your next door neighbour." and that was the last thing I remember. Awful, isn't it? It's really
Which
awful.
Which I like to think they discussed your interior over the next dinner party as well.
Well, I remember, it's not that. It's, you know, when you fall asleep, you know that there is the guy doing it and the nurse is a very good friend of your next door neighbour. Have at least 2 hours to discuss everything to do with you while you're unconscious.
Selfies with your
you
bum.
Have no selfies with my bottom. You have no they probably are somewhere, but, those
yeah,
selfies.
They probably are. Yeah, in a vacuum-packed jar in a small museum in Corsand. I've got an email here that we got when I said you were going to be on the show earlier.
Oh, okay.
This comes from the assistant project coordinator here. I don't know what that is.
Right. Yeah, okay.
It says this.
Yeah.
Sandy Beeson is the name.
Yeah.
I recently had a minor run-in with Hugh Dennis.
Did you? What happened?
I'd gone for a long run, but hadn't adequately applied my nipple tape and was suffering some quite bad chafing in my nipple area. To alleviate the pain, I was holding my shirt above the sore areas, exposing my nipples to the world. I was running in this manner over a packed tower bridge when I saw and made eye contact with Hugh Dennis, who was walking along with an older couple. The look of utter disgust on his face still haunts me.
Yeah. I don't think, you know, I have no memory of that. I've blocked it out. I have walked across, I regularly walk across Townbridge with an older couple. It's a sort of, it's a community service
thing, yeah. So that, but that was Nipplegate for you.
Yeah.
Someone remembers it. Sandy remembers it.
So, nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, yeah.
I know you were wondering why there's a bag hanging in the corner of the studio, by the way.
Yeah.
There is indeed an empty rucksack.
Yeah.
Hanging in the corner.
Turned inside out.
Yeah.
As well.
And the reason is that Cornelius here, right, opened his rucksack at the beginning of the show, only to find that an entire tub of coleslaw that he bought had spilled all over inside his rucksack and his shoes. And he's going out tonight.
Yeah.
So he he's just spent the most
Hang
of the
on
show.
A second. So these were shoes that were in the bag, not the shoes that are on
he's
these
not
shoes.
He's going out those shoes there. Okay.
On the floor.
Smart ones.
Yeah. And they were full of coleslaw, as was the bag. So he's washed it all out. That's why it's hanging up to dry.
It's drying.
I see.
Yeah. I bet all the interviews you've been doing about Red Nose Day, you can safely say a bag hasn't been hanging up to dry in any studio you've been in so far.
No, I think you're also the first person I've met who has coleslaw at that volume for lunch. Was it a massive tub?
No, it's a small tub, about 60 pence.
What else did he have?
Or just a side salad. So I just...
Well, side salad and coleslaw?
Yes. I mix
okay.
it all
so
together.
No, are you a vegetarian, or did you
no,
just decide...
No, I'm just incredibly healthy.
That's not true.
Coleslaw not that healthy.
In any way at all.
What?
No.
Coleslaw is not
that healthy.
What? It's vegetables.
It's in mayonnaise.
Yeah. It's an incredibly fattening, sloppy vegetable.
No, you're joking.
No, Cornelius. That's why. Why do you think you're getting fat?
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's why.
And also, if you had a bag full of carrots with nothing on them, you wouldn't be in this trouble, would you? It's the mayonnaise that's made a mess.
He's right. Listen to Hugh Dennis. He knows what he's talking about.
I'm off of things.
He is off of things. He's off. He's outnumbered.
He learnt a lot as a doctor.
Yeah, I did. I played a pretend
hero.
Doctor.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. My hero.
And I've been in doctors once.
And the doctor's been in you as well. We've just been learning.
It's all medical to taste.
He's huge in Zimbabwe, this man. Treat him with the respect he deserves.
The footage of my colonoscopy is probably available.
probably could.
Anyway. There we go.
Anyway, well, we're nearly out of time.
Oh, good Lord.
But you know, so what else are you up to? What else are you doing? It's traditional to ask at the end of an interview, what's
coming
next?
I'm doing Not Going Out.
Oh, yes, of course you are.
There's lots of that going on. Mock the Week starts again in soon.
Right. Good. Yeah.
That's sort of it, isn't it?
Well, it's doing, too, isn't it? Takes up the time.
The show that you used to do.
Used to do, the Now Show. Don't do it. Do you want to explain why I don't do it anymore?
No, I don't.
Okay, fine.
let's talk about Africa.
let's do it. Google it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Did you hear our Diversity Paper review earlier, by the way?
I did,
yeah. There you go,
Yeah, it's great. It's proper. And I've realised that I am, you know, for diversity, I'm now representing the elderly.
That's
so
right.
So that's good, isn't it?
Yeah. I represent short people, but no one cared. Yeah. No one cared, you.
Yeah, no one. I cared.
I know you cared.
Yeah.
I also remember there's a... Because on the Now Show that we used to do, you had to insult me every single time I came on.
Yeah.
With a heightist-related...
Yeah, I did,
bit of abuse.
Yeah.
And you used to get sort of death threats and hate mail about this. And the joy was, of course...
Yeah, that you had written the piece.
That's
that
right.
That I read out. I never wrote any of them. It was your own joke about you, and I took the flak. But that's what you do if you're, you know, a commander. That's what you do. You got to protect your men.
Yeah, well, that didn't work.
Always. No. And sometimes. That's true. Yeah, well, I'll give you that.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, Africa.
Yeah. The Red-Nosed African Convoy, if we're being specific, Thursday, 23rd of March, 9 p.m. on BBC.
One.
Very good.
Yeah.
With yourself, Mr. Badil. He's in later this week, as I say. Katie Brand, Michaela Cole, Reggie Yates and Russell Kane.
Yeah. So really good trip. Really worth watching. And worth watching Red-Nosed Day on Friday, of course.
Yes.
And raising lots of money to help people.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, though.
Well, you're welcome.
Good. Yeah. Hugh Dennis there, off things. It's on Thursday, that, as we said. Thanks for coming in. In the next bit of the programme, there will be today's Work Experience Punditry. Work Experience Sophie is here. We've dragged her away from the photocopier in the kettle, and instead she's going to be reviewing television. There's also your chance to get hold of some meat. We've got some chicken. It's a souvenir, or beef, or lamb, or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not racist, John.
That's right. It's a giveaway during a game of band or cloth. All on the way this afternoon. It's Talk Radio. Here's Victoria. She's got the news right about now.
Talk Radio.
The formal process of the UK leaving the EU will begin next Wednesday when the Prime Minister triggers Article 50. The European Council President Donald Tusk has confirmed within 48 hours of the move he'll present draft Brexit guidelines to the other 27 member states. European Commission spokesperson Margarita Schinas has welcomed the announcement.
We are ready to begin negotiations. We are waiting for the letter. Now we know that it will come on the 29th. And yes, everything is ready on this side.
Labour's deputy leader claims there's a secret plot by hard left campaigners to take over the party. Tom Watson says a recording proves some members are trying to team up with unions, but bosses have called the claims extraordinary. Google has apologised as several big firms pull their ads because they were being played next to extremist videos. Marks and Spencer's joined the likes of HSBC, Lloyds and McDonald's in complaining about YouTube's owner. We're being warned most of the salt we eat is hidden in bread and breakfast cereal. Campaign group Cash says excess amounts is causing up to 14,000 preventable deaths every year. And a baby wallaby has died after it was traumatised by a group of teenagers at a farm park in Dumfries. Dalscombe Farm Fund says five boys chased the park's three wallabies around their enclosure on Saturday evening. The weather cloudy or patchy rain across the south, sunshine and showers across the north and west will turn wintry over higher ground. Highs of 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more in half an hour.
Well done, John.
Victoria's news there.
Yes, John.
Hi. Have you done another weather, have you?
Hi. I finished.
Did you?
That's
did
why you came panting in running.
I wasn't panting.
You definitely were, I heard.
That was Cornelius that was panting because he's eating too much coleslaw.
I loved the health advice he was just given.
He's a pretend trained doctor.
Yeah.
He knows what he's talking about, Hugh Dennis.
It was accurate advice, though.
Yeah, absolutely was accurate advice.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I actually listened to that bit, John.
You listened to the show?
That bit.
Just because you like Hugh Dennis?
Yeah.
Okay. In the next hour, Victoria will have bonus news. It's 1 hour away. It's stories from her holiday. What Victoria did on her holiday. Is it everything you did on your holiday?
No.
Isn't it?
Let's stop talking now.
Okay, then. What,
for the rest of the show?
No, just this bit.
All right. Okay. So what, do you want to tease us as to what what we might be hearing about?
Quad bike shenanigans.
All right, then. Hear about Victoria's quad bike shenanigans in 1 hour's time. Are you all right, Victoria? What's
the
matter?
It's Cornelius.
Is he miming again?
Yeah. Anyway.
Right. Anyway, so that's coming up in an hour. Next, Sophie's here with Work Experience Punditry. We'll be going through some television. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio, yes, in the afternoons. Still to come as well, drunk people, of course, canvassed for their opinions on the week's news. At the weekend, we go out, we find the people falling out of pubs and clubs and bars, and we go up to them while they're vomiting and put microphones in their faces and ask them what they think of current affairs. Alco Vox Pops on the way very shortly. Indeed, the big debate at 3 o'clock as well, of course. Now then, you know work experiences. You know how you probably have them in your office. You know how they sit there, don't they? They make the tea and they photocopy the tea and they bring you the tea and they... I don't really know what they do. But anyway, they're there, aren't they? But what they aren't is front and centre doing the toppest job. Not in your office, but they are in ours because it's work experience punditry. One of our work experience, that's the plural, and she is, of course, here now. Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
Hello there. Struggling through public transport today.
Yes, indeed. It was a real struggle.
Bloody trains.
What happened?
Well, I got to the station and it just said delayed. No time, no rough estimation. No. Just delayed.
Do they not know that you have to come on here and review television? Was this not
Did you email them and tell them that?
Sometimes I do tweet Southwest Trains saying, can I have my money back?
Yeah.
They don't reply.
No.
But it's worth a try, because you never know.
No.
They might.
Do you not do delay repay?
That is a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't just do it by tweeting.
How do you do that?
You get the form.
Google it, yeah.
But they rely on people like you not being asked to do it.
Yeah.
And even then, they'll send you about a third of what you actually paid.
I pay almost £50 for my train ticket. One journey was delayed by a good hour or so. I got £1.30 back.
£50?
Yeah, for a weekly.
I was going to say.
Yeah, sorry. For a weekly.
But that'll buy you a chocolate bar and some crisps.
Bloody station.
Tub of coleslaw.
Oh, I swear. Shut up, because the coleslaw thing's happened now and I'm trying to forget about it because I'm really upset by it. I now have to think of a new lunch to get every day.
Did you hear what happened with his coleslaw?
No, what happened?
He had a tub of coleslaw in his bag. That bag that's hanging up in the corner.
I wondered why that was hanging up.
Yeah, many do. And the reason is because he had a tub of coleslaw and it went...
It exploded.
...in his bag and went into his posh shoes that he's wearing tonight and all over the inside of his bag. So he's spent the entire time making the studio smell of a coleslaw.
Why have you got special shoes for tonight?
Yeah, look there. What? Don't they look nice?
Are they just for going home? Your home shoes?
No, I'm going to an awards.
Whoa.
He's not nominated. Oh. Anyway, so here you are. Here you are, look. Front and centre, work experience. Yeah.
I'm here.
Give you a leg up in the industry, isn't it?
Yes.
A leg up, a helping hand that we reach out through the radio and pull you into broadcasting. It's what we told you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. It's just because you're free. So what are we talking about today?
Okay, so the first thing I found today was Please Like, which is a 6 15-minute episode series on BBC Three, which is a mockumentary about vlogging.
Okay, then.
Do you know vlogging?
Yes.
Just checking.
I know what vlogging is.
You just looked quite blank, so I just wanted to make sure.
Well, it was when you said BBC Three. I just sort of shut down. But have we got a clip of vlogging?
We do, yes.
Hey, what's it called?
Please Like.
Yes, here it is.
I was feeling low. Last week, my soulmate, Nozomi, had abandoned me.
I'm going back to Japan.
What?
And I learned that James Worm was preventing Millipede from breaking up with Charlie.
If I breach the contract, I have to pay £10 million.
To make things worse, I had to go and see self-titled alpha vlogger Johnny Jackson, who had given me a hard time during my fitness challenge.
Prank!
What? I don't really understand what happened.
I'm not sure about
he
that last bit.
He pranked him.
Sounded great.
It's
BBC Three, I told you.
It's bizarre. It's really weird.
Okay.
So, struggling and miserable comedian Liam Williams decides to enter a vlogging competition.
Is he a real person?
He is.
He is a real person.
He is a struggling he is. Real comedian.
Yeah, okay. Hence why he's in this.
Well, okay. He's not struggling. He's got a series on BBC Three.
Yeah, well.
All right, carry on.
And he decides to enter this competition and he wins because his vlog is like really miserable and it just goes viral, and so he wins. But the vlogging PR company, which is run by a character played by Tim Keyes, basically says that they're not really happy with his vlog because it's a bit down. So they decide to give him a series of challenges and he has to go and meet up with other vloggers to learn how to vlog whilst making a documentary.
Sounds awful.
It's really bizarre.
I watched it last night as well.
And?
And I like the comedian Liam Williams. He's a very funny bloke. I only watched one episode.
Right.
Out of six. It's interesting in the sense that there's this guy who's kind of really miserable, and then the whole everything else about vlogging is so over-optimistic. So the kind of counterbalancing of that kind of works.
I see. Because the vloggers, your Zoellas.
Yeah, and they're like,
yeah, and it's all that, and what's his name? Tweety Pie, or whatever his name is.
Oh, what?
What's his name? PewDiePie.
PewDiePie.
Yeah, him.
PewDiePie.
Yep, if you liked. the one that got in trouble for something recently.
PewDiePie.
Yeah, him. So, but they're all of an ilk, aren't they? They're all the same sort of thing. They're all, you know,
intensely happy.
Yeah, that's their shtick.
Nauseatingly happy.
Yes,
that's their thing. Mm-hmm. So the idea is he's a miserable. Was it? Hang on, sorry. Let's backtrack. Mm. Was his vlogging genuine for a competition, or was the whole thing made up? No, I'm slightly confused.
Yes, the whole thing is made up.
Okay, fine.
It's very confusing.
It's a sitcom.
Even watching it, I was kind of baffled, but yeah.
Okay.
The whole storyline is made up, but it's also a mockumentary because he's making a documentary in this sort of sitcom, but it's also like mocking vloggers.
Right. Does he go meet with real vloggers or pretend vloggers?
Yeah, real.
Okay,
fine. Are they real? I thought they were actors.
At least one is.
Oh, okay.
Zoella's in it. And she's the only
she's a real one, isn't she?
Yeah.
I know.
And
about
I
her.
Vaguely recognise the blonde one.
Zoella's the one who didn't write her own book but pretended to.
Did she?
Is that right? Not Zoella.
Yeah.
She does makeup, doesn't she?
That's right.
Or fashion.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I thought is kind of funny is they have created some facts about vlogging. So they said that fashion vloggers with over 100,000 followers are allowed to live in Topshop. And by 2025, it will be a legal requirement for every baby to have their Twitter handle on their birth certificate. And that was sort of funny, some of them, but most were not.
So you're not rating it that highly, Sophie, is what we're saying?
I'd say it's a solid 3.5 to 4 out of 10.
Right. What didn't appeal, then? Is it the style? Is it the... Because you know, you're of a vlogging generation, Sophie.
A bit.
So
I actually do know someone who vlogs, and I'm not a big fan of it.
Right. Why? Are they overly happy as well?
Yeah, and then they just sit in the kitchen and they're like, I'm having Cheerios for breakfast. Here I am.
Yes.
With their selfie phone. And
right. I might do a vlog. I think it's easy, isn't it?
Do it.
I might, because look, all we got to do is put makeup on or something. I could do that. If I did, I could just do a vlog.
You could, but who would watch it?
All the kids.
All the children.
All the
Why would they look
all
at
all the people?
I'd watch
old
it.
Old man. Well,
it's there, see? Sophie would watch it.
Well, that's
I could
weird.
Just vlog, couldn't I?
You could. Anyone can just vlog. Very much the beauty of it, John.
Johnella. Oh, it could be called.
Johnella. It's not very original, is it?
What, is there another Johnella?
There's Zoella, isn't it? You've just taken the Ella.
Yeah, but she just nicked that from Fruitella.
That is true.
And Nutella.
And, no, that's not.
And Umbrella. So I could Johnella, that's my new vlogging name, and I'm going to do makeup tips.
And fashion.
Yes.
And fitness.
Yes. I mean, look.
You could do all three.
Thank you, Sophie.
I feel like that's missing in the vlogging world. It's either one or the other at the moment. If you did all three.
It's all the same as well, isn't it? Because when you look at the vloggers, which I haven't, but apparently, like, they're all, like, young. Right? Mm-hmm. But some old man doing it. I think that'd go viral, wouldn't it? An old man doing makeup tips for teenagers.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I'd like to do a cooking vlog.
What's wrong with that? It's not weird, is it? It's not creepy. It's not
it's
weird.
It's definitely creepy.
It's not.
It is weird.
It's filling a niche.
don't use that term ever again.
It's diverse.
Thank you. You'd watch it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Done. Right, okay. So, more TV coming up shortly with Sophie. What are we going to be talking about next?
Next is going to be The Mystery of the Man on the Moor.
Yes.
And Mr. Student Body President.
Right then. All of that and more on the way. Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's Work Experience Punditry. I'm John Hebbs.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In March, we've got 10 litres of Dulux Trade Super Matte White Emulsion for only £24.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay. List your items for free and only pay when you sell. So there's never been a better time to get on eBay. Private sellers only, conditions and exclusions apply.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Let's talk about you. The I'll walk tomorrow you. Mm. But go on, please. I'll have a second helping you. The give us a minute love you. The heart disease you. So how about the enough is enough you? Start the fight back to a healthier you. Join over a million people who've taken the One You health quiz. See how you score. Search One You.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's problems in Gateshead for Askew Road, the A184. The westbound side, just after you come over the Tyne Bridge, is currently blocked by a three-vehicle accident. Still slow for the southbound M6 in Staffordshire after earlier problems, with queues between junctions 11A for the M6 toll down to 10 for Wolverhampton and Warsaw. A lane remains closed on Wiltshire's eastbound in Four near Swindon, junctions 15 to 14 because of an accident. And in a pottery in Devon, the A303 is currently closed in both directions because of a fallen pylon. I'm Joanna Adams.
On a first choice holiday, just how much is included?
Well, this wine is.
Oh. Cocktails?
Included.
Sun lounges?
Included.
Meals?
Included.
What about that lifeguard?
Save up to £300 per booking and visit our website for our latest amazing offers. First choice, the home of all inclusive. Booking terms and conditions apply. Saving offer will be applied automatically. See firstchoice.co.uk for offer details. At all protected.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motormouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And it's the afternoon, and it's Talk Radio, and it's a Monday, and the news. I don't know whether you've been keeping abreast of it, but there is news. Don't just giggle when I say breast.
You said a breast.
Childish. And so, in the news, of course, is the news that the Deputy Labour leader has complained, saying that unions are funding... this is the union, of course, that funded, he says, Corbyn's election, and now he thinks there's a plot with union money being funneled to Corbyn-friendly factions of the Labour Party. That's it. That's in the news. Theresa May has said she's going to trigger Article 50 next week. This is the 29th of March, of course. She always said it was going to be before the end of March.
Did you say trigger?
Triggle?
I think you did.
There's nothing wrong with that's what she's doing.
It's trigger.
No, we've established this, right? Because she's not... There's no... all she's trying to do by saying trigger, all anyone's trying to do by saying trigger it, right, is to make it sound glamorous. There isn't a trigger. I've looked into this. Right? It's not an Article 50 gun. It's not like you've got one of those things where a flag comes out and goes, bang, you're leaving Europe, on like that, right? It's trigger is a stupid word for it. She's just going to do Article 50.
So why's triggle? Where's that come from?
Because triggle is what she's going to do. It's a sort of cross between...
That's not even a word,
though. No, it's a cross between a trigger and a dribble. So she's going to triggle it, because it's not that exciting. It's just a bit of paperwork. So
how's
she's
she going to dribble it?
She's going to triggle it. Just a little bit.
Dribble.
Triggle. Anyway, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I just can't keep abreast of it.
No. So allow us to help by simply taking the news and rendering it Japanese with poetry, short form oriental verse, 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We explain the news in haikus.
John met Dame Vera. Once he told her they'd meet again. They haven't, though.
The news in haikus. Triggle. Sophie's here. She's doing work experience punditry today. She's work experience. We've put her in front of a microphone, which she's pleased about because it means she doesn't have to make the tea or do the photocopying, and instead gets to review television. We've already talked about, what's it called? Like Me or something? Like,
please like.
Please like. And no, you didn't, though, did you?
No.
And that's on the television. Where are we going next?
Next, we're going to Channel 4's Mystery of the Man on the Moor.
Ah, now, this is interesting, this.
It is.
I haven't seen this yet, but I do want to watch it, because I followed this case in the press and so forth for a number of years, because I find it very fascinating. So tell us about the Mystery of the Man on the Moor.
Well, a man was found on Saddleworth Moor, which is near Manchester, with literally just a train ticket, some cash and a bottle of medicine.
Yeah.
So no ID, no phone, which nowadays is very obviously very unusual. And he was dressed in casual clothes sort of for the high street rather than hiking.
Yeah.
And so obviously the police were called, and it took them almost a year to find anything out about this man. And actually a year to the day that they found the body, they found a picture of him at an airport.
Mm.
And that was the beginning.
Was the man dead?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, yes, he was, yeah.
Was that not clear?
No, because I just remember there's something else about a very similar story, but the man was alive and the family had dumped him in this country. a couple of weeks back, and I thought it might have been about that, but I got confused.
Let's ignore Cornelius,
yeah,
as though he's not
good
here.
Idea.
Have we got a clip, Sophie?
We do, yes.
The man on the moor.
A natural death, suicide, or a mysterious murder?
Johnny, I've just spoke to Bluecoat School. They don't hold
Leading the investigation, Detective Sergeant John Coleman.
He certainly didn't do anything to assist us in identifying him. It's very unusual for a person of whatever age nowadays to be not in possession of any forms of identification.
There you go. That's a clip from The Man on the Moor. And he was a man, and he was on the moor. That much we know. What do we know now?
Not actually that much more.
More
about the man on the moor. But he went to Pakistan, and he lived in Pakistan for a number of years.
Now, am I right in saying that they realised that because when they did an autopsy on him, he had a plate in his leg or something that was that was only manufactured and put into people in hospitals in Pakistan?
Yes.
Yes.
So that was the first sort of clue, is that they found this. They were like, oh, okay, he obviously was at some point in Pakistan. So they sort of traced it back to the hospital and to the surgeon. And it turns out that millions of people get that done really frequently. And so they couldn't identify him through that. So that was sort of a dead end.
Yeah.
They found a girlfriend of his who didn't know anything about it. She'd seen him the day or two before he was found on the moor, and she didn't know anything.
Did he come in from Pakistan? Because I remember there was footage of him in East London, no, West London somewhere as well, at a train station?
Yes, because there was a rumour that he could have been like the Hatton Garden burglar. People were thinking that because he was seen there, but there he was also found. Yeah, so they basically found a picture of him at an airport, and that's how they ID'd him as David. And then they found out more about him because obviously they got his passport.
Yeah,
And he had actually changed his name, which is why it was becoming even harder to find things.
I see. So are we any nearer knowing why he went up to the moors? Because he had no association with Manchester or Saddleworth, or did he, at all?
No.
And he travelled from London, up there, went into the local pub, I think.
Yeah, asked for directions to the top of the mountain.
Went for a walk, lay down, died.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we know.
Yeah. Bizarre.
It is weird, isn't it?
Really weird. And so they don't know why he went there. They don't really know why he went to Pakistan. His brother said that he hated Heat and always had done. So
the magazine, I don't blame him. It's awful.
It's rubbish.
Absolutely shocking.
Particularly as a child. Yeah.
And the irony, of course, that no one saw him or knew who he was. Yet there's Heat with its spotted feature. Spotted.
Spotted. Spotted.
Maybe he was trying to go for Torso of the Week.
Maybe. And then where was his suitcase? Where's his passport?
I don't know. Where?
Where's everything?
Do we not know any of that?
None. Nothing. Everything is gone.
What was he dead of?
He took some poison, which is...
Strychnine, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Yeah.
Which is very unusual nowadays.
Yes, because that's rat poison, technically, But so we're thinking... they're thinking suicide, but they still don't know.
Yeah.
But poison.
Someone could have given it to him and then planted it on him.
Yes.
They just don't know.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, well, what are we doing next? What are we talking about next?
The final thing is Mr. Student Body President, which is a comedy drama on All Four. It's 10, 15-minute episodes. Another body president.
This 15-minute episode thing's catching on, isn't
it? It's really strange, yeah. I didn't really like it, actually, because once you start to get into it,
it's
then like, next on Student Body President, and then you have to go and click on the next episode.
Oh, I see. What's it about?
So it is about a boy who's the student body president,
right.
And they have a little team behind the student body president, and they basically take it so seriously as if it was like the real government. That's it, really.
Is there a clip?
Interesting. There is.
Okay, let's have a listen to student body president.
So you were trying to find Alika because you knew I'd see this. It all makes sense now.
You don't understand. I was defending you. She wanted us to not be friends anymore.
We were never friends. And you know what? I'm actually glad I broke you guys up.
Whoa, analog leak.
How could you do this to me? I could have made it under Brandon Wu's sex list!
Still can.
Not now, Blair!
Sorry, bro. You were acting crazy.
Yeah, I was acting crazy because I was in love with her!
Ew.
Mm.
It's very American.
It doesn't sound very good.
It's okay. It's not great. Mm. It's set in a high school in America, and the one thing that is different to sort of other things that are set in American high schools is that there's no stereotypes. They kind of spin the stereotypes around, so the nerds are at the top of the school and the kind of jocks are being bullied by the nerds and stuff.
Right.
So that's quite different.
So that's its thing.
That's its thing.
I see.
And like I said, they take this whole sort of presidency thing very seriously. And he kind of runs the show, and kind of, although there is the head teacher that is in charge, he kind of undermines her by going around her in different ways, if that makes sense.
I see. And this is how many episodes?
Ten.
Ten. Mm-hmm. How many have you watched?
Two.
Right. Do you recommend, is it better than the other 15-minute thing about vloggers?
Ooh.
Or is it on a level?
It's similar. I think the vlogging thing was just a bit more intriguing because it was so bizarre. There was a lot of weird things going on there.
Okay.
This is more kind of straightforward.
Which would you recommend out of the two? Should I only have a spare 15 minutes? Which one should I go for?
I think you should go for the please like vlogging thing.
Because I'm going to be a vlogger, as we've now established.
Yes. And I need to know what to do. You need to get some top tips.
Yeah.
And that could really help you, actually.
Thank you, Sophie, for coming in and reviewing the television for us.
Thank you.
Work experience punditry there, Sophie. Work experience. Leg up into the industry. Not true. Just she's free. Thank you. Both in monetary and sort of time terms. That's why she's here. Sophie, thank you. See you next week?
Yes.
Okay, then. Right, after 3 o'clock, there's a big debate, of course, at three, big debate. We'll be out finding out what drunk people at the weekend thought of the week's news. We go out and we shove microphones in the faces of people as they come out of pubs and clubs and bars on a Saturday night and just mid-vomit ask them what they think of current affairs. Hear the results in the next half an hour. And, of course, there will be, before four, a game of band or cloth. Now, this is because Google have been accused of peddling offensive material. And various advertisers are pulling out. Marks and Spencer's, the BBC, and so on, have said that they don't want to be associated with it. Google have questions to answer. Material, cloth, band or cloth. It's just that. If you'd like to take part in that game, here's how you can get in touch to do so. Register your interest. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
All right, it's coming up to 3 o'clock. Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with click and collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating store subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Luke is bricklaying near the coast. His closest Screwfix is 10 minutes away. Bradley is plastering an office in the city. His is even closer. With 500 stores right across the UK, you're never far away from your local Screwfix store. Find your nearest at Screwfix.com. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Alice's Peacemaking Cupcakes.
I've never been good at saying sorry. I just had a massive row with my stepmom. It was awful. I said some things I didn't really mean, and I wasn't very nice. So, I'm making my caramel cupcakes. She loves caramel. We both do. And I suppose nothing says sorry like a chocolate cupcake, filled with caramel and sprinkled with extra chocolate.
Find Alice's Peacemaking Cupcake recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At just after 3 o'clock, good afternoon. Monday, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria, she's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Brexit trigger next week, Russian hacking investigation and Depeche Mode get political.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister will start the process of taking the UK out of the EU a week on Wednesday. Theresa May will trigger Article 50, allowing Brexit negotiations to begin. It should lead to the UK leaving the Union on March the 29th, 2019. Sky's Europe correspondent Mark Stone in Brussels says in between there'll be a lot of bargaining to do.
It isn't one against one. It's not Britain against the European Union. It's Britain against 27 other countries who may be united at the moment, but who have different interests and different things that they perceive to be important. So it's going to be incredibly complex.
Meanwhile, Number 10 has ruled out the possibility of an early general election. Labour's deputy leader Tom Watson is warning the party's future is at risk over claims Jeremy Corbyn's supporters are plotting a takeover. United the Union has called the allegations it's teaming up with Momentum misguided. The FBI has confirmed it's investigating alleged Russian government efforts to interfere in last year's US election. Its director James Comey has been giving evidence to politicians about its inquiries.
That includes investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts.
The hearing has also heard there's no evidence people's actual votes were tampered with. While investigators have also found there was no wiretap on Trump Tower, although they haven't ruled out the possibility that other surveillance techniques were used. A Google boss has apologised for being criticised for not doing enough to tackle extremist content. Marks & Spencer is the latest company to suspend adverts after some of them appeared on the company's YouTube platform along with offensive material. And Depeche Mode say they've written a political album because they feel the world's got worse. Spirits has had mixed reviews, with descriptions including painfully accurate and not exactly uplifting.
You did it. Depeche Mode, you did it.
Thanks for telling everyone.
What?
She had to ask me how to say it correctly.
I just had to double check because I remember at a previous station, which you used to work at and I freelanced at.
Radio X.
No, it's previous incarnation.
XFM?
Yeah. I made a mistake. And
what did you call Depeche Mode?
I can't remember, but it wasn't Depeche Mode.
Was it the Human League?
No, I just really didn't say it right. Like Depeche Mode or something.
Depeche Mode.
Actually, that may have been it. Yeah. And people can.
I remember it. I remember it. People talk about it still now.
Oh, thanks, John.
It's all right.
Is that why they got rid of you?
They didn't get rid of me. It was someone else they got rid of.
Who was that?
It's just there's some people recently. Anyway, moving on. Can I do the weather,
Vernon
please?
Kay. are you gonna do the weather?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Yeah.
Cloudy or patchy rain across the south, sunshine and showers across the north and west will turn wintry over higher ground. Highs at 12 degrees.
There's more in half an hour.
Yeah.
Except there's more. There is bonus news in half an hour.
I really don't want to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Victoria's back from her holiday. She's had 2 weeks away. She's been in Costa Rica. She has many tales to tell. We've learned some of them are unbroadcastable. However, some of the ones that are broadcastable, she is going to tell us in today's bonus news because it's Victoria's holiday news. Hope you made a jingle.
Yeah.
Hey. Right, okay. Look forward to that. Also, of course, a game of band, or you've just been hearing about it there, offensive material there. So we're going to play band or type of cloth later on the programme as well. And there's drunk people canvass for their opinion on the week's news. Now here's Ben. He's got the sport today. It's the pre-recorded sport, and it's live from a zoo where someone's volunteering for the day, being a zookeeper, and is then attacked and killed by otters.
I'm Ben Fletcher, good afternoon. Arsene Wenger seems to be on the verge of extending his stay at Arsenal. His contract's up at the end of the season, with the Frenchman reportedly ready to sign a new 2-year deal. It's understood the Gunners have not made an official approach to Borussia Dortmund coach Thomas Tuchel. That's despite reports to the contrary from Germany. Scotland captain Darren Fletcher has told TalkSport that chopping and changing managers and philosophies will get the national side nowhere. Scotland are second bottom of World Cup qualifying Group F ahead of a must-win home game against Slovenia on Sunday. Fletcher says only stability and commitment to a long-term approach will result in better fortunes for Scotland.
It's been a real frustrating sort of thing, but we've got to just dig deep. I know the fitness plan for the youth group, Malcolm and Charles have been put in place before, but we've got to see these things through. It's 5-10, 15-year plans, and we've got to stick with them.
Finally, rugby. Wales captain Alan Wynne-Jones will have a scan on a shoulder injury he suffered during the Six Nations defeat to France at the weekend. The extent of his injury is not yet known. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks very much indeed. That's Ben. He's got the pre-recorded sport there live today from a zoo where a zookeeper is being attacked and killed by otters. You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll do the big debate next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In fact, we'll do it now. As Dame Vera Lynn's great big 100-foot-high face is projected onto the white cliffs of Dover to commemorate her We'll Meet Again song, we say happy birthday to the lady who single-handedly won the war. Famously, of course, Dame Vera Lynn built a piano across the River Kwai during the war. And later, of course, later in her career, piloted a piano over Mogadishu when the piano was shot down by insurgents. And it was Dame Vera Lynn who saved the day by staying with the downed instrument until help arrived from the US Army. The incident was even turned into a film, of course, Black and White Piano Keyboard Down. Dame Vera has a new album out today at the age of 100, surprising many with it, of course. No one was expecting someone to do that at her age. It's an album of Slipknot covers, and she's the oldest person ever to release an album of Slipknot covers. Happy birthday, Sir, Her Majesty Dame the Vera of the Lynn. But there's no arguing that during the war, this one woman lifted the mood of the nation, of course. Or rather, there is some arguing. And that argument this afternoon comes from Joe, who's called Talk Radio. Hello, Joe. Good afternoon.
Yeah, all right.
Hello. How are you, Joe? You okay?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
All right. Now, listen, You're arguing with that, aren't you? Because Dame Vera lifted the mood of the nation, but you say you don't think there's any need for moods anymore. Just one generic mood, not happy, not sad, no moods anymore. What's the problem?
Yeah, that's my ideal solution, really. Just a standardised, nonplussed mood, bit of a mirth sort of mood. I mean, there's too many at the moment, isn't there? That's the problem. But half of them are good, which is fine, you know, ecstasy, elation, randiness.
Yes.
And the other half are negative.
Yeah.
You know, loathing, woe, sorrow, all that sort of stuff. So, just a standardised sort of middle of the road.
And where should the standardised middle of the road mood be on the mood spectrum?
Well, I'm already trying to do it. I try and not get excited about things and don't get depressed about things at the same time. So, sort of just in the middle. Nothing too great, nothing too depressing.
All right. Stay on the line for me, Joe. Stay with this guy. I want to bring in Brian. Brian's in Edinburgh. He's given us a call. Hello, Brian.
Hello there. Nice to speak to you, John.
And you. Now, look, Joe here has said, he said it on Vera Lynn's birthday, but no moods anymore. A middle-of-the-road mood, neither good nor bad. We get rid of moods. What's your thought, Brian?
No. What a moaning mini.
Yes.
What a moaning mini.
Yes.
No. Look, Hazel O'Connor, she once sang a song, and I can't remember which one it is, but it went, "Nobody laughs, nobody cries." Do you want to live in that sort of robotic world? No. There are many lots of different types of... Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah. There are many sorts of types of different kind of mood. Sexy mood.
Yeah.
Happy mood.
Yeah.
You know, those are two moods.
Yeah.
And I think that as human beings, we've got lots of moods. What's wrong with you moaning mini?
What's wrong with... He's calling you a moaning mini, Joe. And the moaning is a kind of mood, isn't it? So,
Not really. I'm not moaning. I'm just staying in the middle, really. I think Brian's issue is that he's trying to rub me up the wrong way. And try and get some emotion out of me.
Well,
it's not going to happen, Brian.
Let's find out. Brian, are you trying to rub Joe up the wrong way?
I'm not trying to rub anyone up the wrong way. And if I was rubbing anyone up the wrong way, then I'd want to, you know, improve their mood. I wouldn't like to make them sad.
Sad, yeah.
I'd like to make them happy, you know.
Yeah.
So you don't like bad moods then, Brian?
Who likes a bad mood? Who likes being in a bad mood? I don't. I leap out of bed in the morning and, you know, I enjoy the morning glory and I'm feeling great. I'm feeling spring-like.
Yeah.
And I skip to the bathroom and do my business and what have you.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to the day.
Yes.
But you can't have the good moods without the bad moods. Yin and yang. You need to have some sort of grey area in the middle.
You're putting me in quite a bad mood already, Joe.
Oh dear! I'm sure John's doing it.
And I can't get a bad mood.
So, in a mood, here's the question.
Ironically,
I know. Here's stop it. Here's the question. It's in the mood. Or out of a mood, right? So let the mood be non-specific, right? Happy or sad. But do you want to leave the mood? Is it remain in the mood, or do you want to leave the mood, right? Should we? Are you in a mood or are you out of the mood? It's a vote. Which way are you voting, Joe?
Out.
Out. And Brian?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sure John can tell us anyway. John, can you explain how moods first came to this country?
Well, the history, of course, is Sir Francis Drake first brought moods to Britain and brought them back from the Caribbean, right. Of course. First presented a mood. We didn't have moods before then in this country. Presented them to Queen Victoria. She had a mood. She went into a mood.
40 years, yeah.
And popularised moods, which is why we have moods now. But before that, we didn't have moods. But Joe, you're saying you want to go back to that, presumably.
Well, you're saying it's like it's a good thing. I mean, you're quite right. Queen Victoria went into a mood for bad mood for 40 years Prince Albert died, presumably grieving for his aortic piercing.
That's exactly right, yes. And that was enough to put her in a mood.
Indeed, yeah.
Here's a question. Mood swings. Let's talk about that. Because in the 1970s, lots of people were mood swingers, of course. And there was people could swap moods at parties. And people, you know, you go, you put your car keys in a bowl, wouldn't you? You'd swap your happy mood for pull out the car keys. Depending on what mood the other person was in, you'd go up to a bedroom and take on that mood. Swap that mood. You must remember the 1970s, Brian.
I do. I remember it very well. And I would go in there with quite a nice mood. I'd put my keys in a bowl and get quite a big fat mood that I didn't really want to go home with.
Mm.
But it seemed rude to poo-poo the mood. So I wouldn't be rude about any mood. But occasionally I'd pick up a nicer mood than I turned up with.
Yeah. Yeah, which was the point of the exercise, I suppose, isn't it?
It was. And you know, AIDS came along and all that. And that was the end of that mood. But yeah.
Hello? Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I was going to say, well, that very much brought the nation's mood down, of course. But let's go back to Vera Lynn, who lifted... You remember when she lifted the nation's mood? You remember that? There was a great big mood in Trafalgar Square, wasn't it? And she came on during the war, and she lifted that mood, single-handedly, mind. She lifted that mood up while singing. She lifted it right above her head, and that meant so much, didn't it? Don't you think?
Joe, how about that, then?
Yeah.
Well, I think she did a good job in lifting the nation of the country. But as I said, that's, you know, you can have too much of a good thing, can't you?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Can you?
He had quite a good thing going in the 70s. But then obviously, you know, trading moods died out in the 80s after those mood swing parties because of the AIDS scare.
Yeah. Brian, come back in on
that. Well, I don't think we can lay that at Dame Vera's door. She had nothing to do with that particular plague. No, I don't want... I think that if you didn't want to change your mood, Joe, we wouldn't have cheered up after the Second World War.
But if we hadn't had...
Leave the... You know those trials are having in Sweden, finally? I don't know if you've heard about...
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
What about the trials in Sweden? What is that, just to have the one mood?
Well, they've got two moods, cold and fishy. And obviously, they are talking about merging those moods into one mood at the moment. I just wondered if you'd heard about those trials.
Yes, I have. And I don't want to take any lessons from them Scandor types.
And there we must leave the debate. Joe, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please? And Brian?
Morning, Minnie.
Thank you. What do you think? That's what Brian in Edinburgh thinks, is what Joe thinks. Do we need moods? I mean, there are moods. Everyone's got, oh, you're in a mood. Oh, you're not in a mood. I'm not in a mood. I am in a mood. I'm not. Why don't we just get rid of moods and have, just as Joe said, just one state of being? Brian, very keen on moods, hops out in the morning with glory in his mind and trousers. And so what do you think? We've got, hey, look, we're in 2017. We're in post-Brexit Britain. We've got paper plates. We've got Birmingham. Why do we need moods? Okay. Let me know what you think. 8722.
Start your message with a word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now, with a huge range of trade products and brands at low trade prices. Grab a copy for your van in one of our 290 stores nationwide today. TradePoint. Trade brands. Trade prices. Trade only.
TradePoint! eBay has every kind of part to help your car pass its MOT.
Son, come and have a look at the car. There's a few things I've fixed ahead of its MOT. I've topped up the washer bottle.
Screen wash.
I've replaced the wipers.
Windscreen wipers.
I've sorted the indicators.
Light bulbs.
And press that.
Horns. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of parts and accessories to help you get your car MOT ready. The ultimate pass your MOT first time shop.
When a stroke strikes, the damage spreads like a fire in the brain. When you spot any single one of the signs, think and act fast. F. Face. Has it fallen on one side? A. Arms. Can they raise them? S. Speech. Is it slurred? T. Time. To dial 999. The faster you act, the better their chances. So even if you're not sure, act fast. Make the call. Dial 999.
Right now, at the Perfume Shop, save £13 off the RRP on a 30ml bottle of Paco Rabanne Lady Million, just £29.99. Visit us in-store or shop online at theperfumeshop.com. The Perfume Shop, 25 years of making perfect scents for Mother's Day. Offer while stocks last, valid from the 23rd to the 26th of March.
What if seats folded more than one way? What if parking could be easier? At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Honda, the power of dreams. At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Get more Honda for less with no deposit, 0% APR representative and up to £1,000 saving off list price on the Civic Petrol at your local dealership while stocks last. Honda, the power of dreams. T's and C's apply.
Don't miss our trade-exclusive, one-week-only catalogue launch deals, like 10% off all tiling, flooring and Leyland trade paint. See in-store or online for more. Hurry, offers end Sunday 26th of March. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Gateshead, there's still a lane out on the westbound side of Askew Road, the A184. So it's causing queues back along the Tyne Bridge as a result of the restrictions. The M6 North is heavy just north of Stoke, 16 to 17. A lane's out because of an accident. Things are looking very busy there. Wiltshire's eastbound M4 is back to normal after earlier problems between junctions 15 for Swindon East and 14 for Hungerford. But no change through a Pottery in Devon. The A303 remains closed in both directions because of some fallen cables. I'm Jarena Adams.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Now, that was a big debate, of course. Moods. Do we need moods? I mean, we've all had them, good and bad, but do we need them anymore? Now, Joe, of course, was arguing that we don't, and we should just have one permanent state that isn't a mood that's good or bad, just a sort of meh in the middle. Brian, though, very much saying we do need them. Interesting, isn't it? What's been coming in, Cornelius?
Oh, plenty coming in on this, John. John, without mood, what will a cow have done? It's a good point there.
Very
that's coming
good point,
from a professor
that.
Yeah, Professor Real Man. Thank and you, Professor, John, before any meal, I like to have an Amood Boosh, which is, of course, I like to have chewed on an Amood Boosh,
yeah,
which is, of course, something to do with Noel Fielding.
Right, thank you very much. Also coming in as well, hi, John. Without moods, what would my partner go in when I get home late at night? John, I love being in the nude, and the more nudes, the better. Brackets, I've only been half listening to this. That's from Jeff. Who's going to sing about Nights in White Satin? That's a very good point. Thank you, French Tickler, for that. John, the government has said that they want more moods in this country by 2018. That's ridiculous. We've got enough moods anyway. What are they talking about? Well, I suppose they're going to bring in foreign moods, are they, from moody immigrants? I know. That's coming from Daily Mail.
Yuck.
Reader there. Thank you for that reaction. John, I live in a small village, and the government have been, although in unmarked trains, transporting bad moods through the night. Now, this is a problem, of course. A lot of bad moods are moved around the country. Toxic, really. Very angry bad moods are moved around the country in these trains late at night. We don't know about them. They're after hours. And because bad moods have to be dumped somewhere. And they have a half-life. So the problem is what do you do with them? Do you dump them in the sea? But there are these problems. And people are saying if the trains should derail, what happens if the bad moods get out? It puts everyone in a bad mood, that, of course. If a train derails off, it puts people in a bad mood.
Yeah.
All interesting points. Do give us a call on this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Or give us a call on Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I say to you, drunk people. That's right, drunk people. So now, at the weekend, what we do is we go out on a Friday and a Saturday night. And you'd think we'd do that to, you know, have a social time. But no, we do it for you. It's work. What we do is we go out to pubs and clubs and bars and we wait for people to get absolutely hammered off their T-words. And then the drunker they are, the more we put a microphone in their face to ask them about current affairs. It's Vox Pops with drunk people. It's Alco Vox Pops. That's right. And we bring it to you now. Drunk people, current affairs, middle of the night. Here's what happened this week.
Excuse me, could I just ask you a couple of quick questions for the radio, please? Nicola Sturgeon wants independence. What do you want independence from?
From the Westminster hierarchy, who don't give a shit about Scottish people.
There should never, ever have been a coalition type of government, to be fair. Nick Clegg, like, just when they'd done that live TV platform, he came across as very personal. Other than that, and prior to that, we was literally blue or reds. And that is why politics is very liberal now, very global, but you need a majority.
I wouldn't specifically want independence from the Scots. As much as the English and the Scots claim to hate each other, I tend to like them. They're quite nice. I'm quite happy with the Brexit vote up until now.
I was going to say her, but she's kind of already got
me. I said don't say me.
Skip that question.
Professor Robert Kelly had his children walk in on him during a BBC interview. Have you been ever involved in a story that involves the phrase walk in on?
Hell no.
Unless you talk about my parents walking on me, doing things I probably shouldn't do with, you know, previous... Dog. Thank you for that. Girlfriends?
I'm not at liberty to disclose such information.
Everybody thought she was a maid or a mistress. And fair play to her. She smashed it. I listened to an interview she gave on either the BBC or Sky News yesterday. And she was just like, listen, look, I'm just I'm his wife, not his mistress. Get it right, please.
First time I ever had sex, a man walked in on me.
George Osborne is becoming the editor of the London Evening Standard while still keeping his job as a Member of Parliament. Could you do some swearing about him for us?
Please let me put down my pint while I consider. He's a f***ing a**hole, isn't he?
Oh, no, he's just a bit of a f***ing. I've got. I did say what he said. He's just a complete.
Biggest going.
Right, well, he's just a. He's not got any aspect of the skill set required to be a journalist, let alone even an MP. Like, obviously, he is an MP, but he's good at. Well, there's a lot of MPs that are good journalists, but George Osborne is not one of them because he's dry, dull, disconnected, basically doesn't have any aspect that you'd require from a journalist, like, in terms of skills or anything he could bring to it, right?
He's got a bit of a face.
He looks like a boiled ham. A boiled ham.
With his stupid evacuee haircut, sit on his yacht and edit the Standard. How's he going to manage that?
Gideon.
I feel like you possibly
Gideon
do have to be a.
He's a. But didn't Nick Clegg make a joke that's saying he was going to be the editor today?
Look, listen, Nick Clegg. Nick Clegg is far past this now. The fact that George Osborne, the scum of the earth, can hold three jobs, one in Parliament. One in an actual...
One in paper.
One in a mainstream newspaper is absolutely f***ing disgusting. I look at him and I see this slimy, snaky, turtle turd. I just can't stand the man. I would David Cameron over George Osborne. There you go.
Drunk people! Canvas for their opinion on the week's news. It's Alco Vox Pops, brought to you in association with booze. Right then, in the next half an hour of the programme, Victoria's bonus news is on the way, of course. She's been away for 2 weeks, so today's bonus news is Victoria's holiday stories. Hardly any of which are broadcastable. She's managed to find a couple that are. That don't involve getting sand, you know where. And, of course, today's radio game is a game of band or cloth. Now, I've got a list of things. It's either the name of a band or the name of a kind of cloth. A weave, if you will. A fabric. The reason? Google have been accused of peddling offensive material. Various advertisers are pulling their advertising from Google until they get their house in order. That's Marks and Spencers are included in that, BBC as well, among others. So band or cloth, to register your interest in taking part, you should have been messaging this. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Just suggest that you might be willing to play. You could have used Twitter as well, at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And for your time spent with us, well, I can tell you that we will give you some meat. It's a souvenir of your time spent on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Chicken, beef or lamb is the choice. Or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not racist, John.
That's right. All happening in the next half an hour of the programme. But now it's 3:30. Victoria's here with the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
The FBI has confirmed it's investigating whether Russia interfered in the US election. In the first public hearing into the allegations that Moscow meddled in the campaign, the director of the FBI says they're looking at possible links between Donald Trump's team and the Kremlin. Adam Schiff is on the House Intelligence Committee.
If the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it aided or abetted the Russians, it would not only be a serious crime, it would also represent one of the most shocking betrayals of democracy in history.
It comes as the director of the US National Security Agency has denied claims they asked Britain to spy on Mr. Trump when he was running for president. The actual process of leaving the EU will officially kick off a week on Wednesday. Once Article 50 is triggered, the UK will have exactly 2 years to complete negotiations before Brexit is complete. Labour's deputy leader says he fears a left-wing takeover from within the party. The Unite Union has dismissed the comments from Tom Watson as misguided and unprecedented. A high Soviet terrorist has admitted hiding his Islamic State group activities in a James Bond-style cufflink. 34-year-old Samata Ullah from Cardiff will be sentenced next month. And Dame Vera Lynn says she can't believe she's turned 100. The Force's sweetheart is celebrating her birthday today. Her image has been projected onto the White Cliffs of Dover. The weather: rain clearing in the southeast this evening, showers turning wintry over hills, chilly with lows of just 1 degree. Tomorrow's going to be bright and breezy. Possibly wintry showers in the north and west will spread eastwards later on in the day. Cold with highs of 10. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
I'm dreading this.
By the way, I should tell you that it may well be Dame Vera Lynn's 100th birthday, but this week, of course, is Talk Radio's first birthday.
That's true.
And as a result, this show is going to be projected onto the White Cliffs of Dover.
Yes.
Is it Thursday?
Thursday, that's right.
This show projected onto the White Cliffs of Dover. And as we mentioned earlier, there will be, unlike for Vera, there will be blue birds over the White Cliffs of Dover on that day, because what we've done is we've arranged for the culling of many seabirds, and we're dyeing them blue and hanging them from drones, and we're going to float them above the White Cliffs of Dover just to bring all that wartime feeling back.
Yes.
Why can't you just let them live, John?
They're already dead. And we're going to paint them blue and fly them above the... because they're dead, they can't fly themselves, so we're going to hang them from drones above the White Cliffs of Dover. What a brilliant... And as this show is projected onto the White Cliffs of Dover for its birthday. Good afternoon to Trevor, by the way. Hi, Trev, who's got in touch via the contact form at talkradio.co.uk/contact. Says he absolutely loves the show. First time listening. Big fan of it. Thanks very much. Particularly the last sentence there. Same to you, Trev. Right, so...
I want to know what he said.
It's... loves the show. Hi, Trev. It's time for bonus news, Victoria.
Yeah.
It's bonus news. And normally, of course, listeners will know that bonus news involves animal news, vegetable news, or mineral news. But today, because Victoria's back from her holiday, it's Victoria's...
Holiday news.
I didn't even ask him to do that. He just did it.
Holiday news. It's Victoria's...
Holiday news.
Okay, so I went to Costa Rica on a surf trip for a fortnight, and I went on my own.
On a surf trip?
A surf trip.
Oh, I didn't realise. I thought it was just a sightseeing. I didn't know it was just surfing.
No, it was pretty much just surfing. We did a bit of sightseeing.
Did you ever go on any surfboards?
Yes, John.
Okay.
But it was only a small group of us, so there were about seven of us, who went away with this company.
Yes.
But... the first interesting thing to have happened is one of the girls who was away, she is going out with...
What?
The flatmate of the last guy I dated.
No, what? That is interesting.
Yeah,
so
a massive coincidence.
Do that again. So one of the...
And there's a girl...
Yes.
...who also went away on this trip.
Yes.
And... we were talking about, where do we live and whatever. And I said, I live in East London.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm dating someone who lives in East London. And I was like, whereabouts? And she said, Hackney Wick. And I was like, I used to date a guy who lives in Hackney Wick, lives in a warehouse. And I was just complaining.
He's a night watchman.
Not quite. But you know these converted warehouses?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And I was like, the walls are so thin. Like, if you go to the toilet, you can hear everything in the kitchen because the walls are so thin.
Right.
And so we were laughing about this.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next day, when we were chatting about what we do for a living, she was like, oh my God, I know this person. And then it turns out I know the guy she's dating because he lived with the guy I used to date.
My flatmate.
Not you. No.
So you
dated someone else since we
didn't go on a date, Cornelius.
You went on
that wasn't a thing.
Lots of dates. Anyway,
no, it wasn't.
So because of the thin walls, she's heard no.
No, this is at separate different times. But I'm on about the bathroom being a thin wall,
right?
Because I heard someone go to the toilet in too much detail.
That's nice. Well, that is a coincidence.
Yeah, isn't it?
Excellent holiday news. What other holiday stories have you got?
Okay, so at the place where we were staying, it's called Don John's.
Yes.
And it's a hostel. And there was this old surf dude there who we nicknamed the Messiah. He's like mid-50s, makes surfboards.
Yeah.
And he accused me of being a flirt. And then he refused to use my actual name and just called me a flirt the whole time. And then at one point he told me I should dial it down a bit.
I see.
So yeah, so a surf from the Messiah told me to stop
dial it down. Were you flirting with a surf guy?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Although, like, most of the time, I was just being friendly.
You've got to stop.
Music finished.
I've got one more story. So anyway, I just said to him, I'm just being friendly. But he didn't buy that.
Right.
And then...
Did he wax your surfboard for you?
No, but he did carry it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Hefty, is it?
The one I was on, yes. And finally, on one of the days we didn't go surfing, we hired quad bikes. So we took them up to this waterfall.
That sounds dangerous.
Hang on. Quad bikes are a land-based vehicle. You should have had a jet ski.
I don't mean actually on the waterfall. I mean to a place where there was a waterfall. It's quite remote.
Yep.
And on the way back, because you have to go down these real dirt tracks in the middle of nowhere, my one decided to break down. The chain
came off.
What,
your dirt track?
No, John.
Oh.
That doesn't even make sense. The chain came off the quad bike.
Very much clutching at straws there.
Anyway, the chain came off, and then the other people on the quad bike sped off, not concerned for me or this other girl's welfare. And so we're like, oh my gosh. And this girl, she was young and American and a bit worried, and I'm like, it's fine. And then I got this guy to stop.
Yes.
And then he was trying to get the chain back on and he couldn't. And then this American guy and an American woman who were also on quad stopped.
Yep.
And then they went to try and get us help.
Yes.
So they went to our hostel, got really lost. And then coincidentally, some of the people on the trip went past who weren't even on this day out with us.
Right.
So then they also went to get help. So we were waiting for ages and ages to get this help because we're... And it's dusk at this point. It's getting dark. We're in a really remote place.
Yeah.
Don't know what's going to happen. I've got this girl freaking out by me and I'm just like, chill out. And suddenly we see two quad bikes coming from the direction where help could come from, speeding down this hill. And then one of them rolls his quad bike, crashing. It lands upside down on him. And then one of the wheels flies off the quad bike and goes like 300 metres down the road. And so he's trying to he's come to fix our quad bike, but then he's rendered his own quad bike in a much worse condition. And then he was fine. And then they put the chain back on and we zipped off into the distance and left him to it.
Anecdotes there. From Victoria's holiday.
It must have been quite long waiting for help.
Yeah,
a bit
it was
like
more
that
than an hour. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
You asked for this.
Well, the story I wanted was the one you told us off air.
Yeah, I can't broadcast that.
Okay, fine.
I really don't want to.
All right. There's Victoria there.
Also, Cass asked broadcast through the glass. Told me not to talk about that.
Did she?
Yeah, oh,
that always means you should definitely talk about it on air.
Yeah,
I'm not going to.
Aren't you?
No, there's lots of things I don't want to tell you.
Okay. You already told us.
Yeah, there's other stuff too.
Really? What?
Oh, go on.
No, no.
Tell us about the... Go on.
No.
All right. There's Victoria's holiday there.
Holiday. Holiday news.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, no. Next, we'll be playing a game of band or cloth. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with click and collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See domino's.co.uk.
Writing job descriptions, managing candidates, setting up interviews, hiring's hard. But Indeed.com makes it easy. Post your job, organize candidates, schedule interviews. All on the UK's number one job site. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, easy works. Find your next hire at Indeed.com today. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
When Ollie found a hole in his work boot one morning, Screwfix were already open with a brand new pair in his size. When Tom realised the handsaw he had wasn't right for the job, Screwfix were right around the corner with something a bit more powerful. And when Colin ran out of guttering, Screwfix's click and collect got him back to work in no time. 500 stores nationwide, all open early till late, and click and collect in as little as 1 minute. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Did you know premium bonds have been around for 60 years? I recently won £100 in the monthly prize draw. I was off to the bank to deposit my prize warrant when my granddad came over. You know you can do all that online nowadays, he chuckled. And he was right. I now manage my premium bonds online. And I've chosen to have my winnings paid straight into my bank account. It's so much faster. You can too by visiting nsandi.com. Premium bonds. Making people smile for 60 years.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's delays in Gateshead for Askew Road, the A184. There's an accident near to the Dunstan interchange and a lane's closed for the recovery of the three vehicles. The M6 is quite busy northbound near Birmingham. A vehicle's broken down junctions 5 to 6 and then in front of that at junction 7 there's restrictions for roadworks. A breakdown on the M1 is causing some northbound delays, junctions 16 to 17. The lane's closed there and no change through a pottery in Devon. The A303 remains closed both ways because of an accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Jerry. You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon. Yes, I am John Holmes, and hello, welcome along if you're just joining us. Well, you've missed a programme. However, there's still 15 minutes left. And the news that we're just looking at is, well, let me see. There's all of this argument, of course, about the funding of Corbyn. This is, of course, the Deputy Labour leader has said that funding is being channelled from this pro-Corbyn lobby, who he says put money into Corbyn getting elected in the first place. But there's some controversy around this whole thing. Malicious communications against MPs. Police received 33 reports of malicious communications against MPs. That's in the news today, as well as Theresa May telling us that she's going to trigger Article 50 next week. We said it was going to be the end of March, and she appears to be keeping true to her word. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
Many people can't, Cornelius. But that's absolutely fine, you see, because what happens here is we take the news, and because the news is quite hard to understand, we trickle it down and analyse the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. Now, this, of course, is what Andrew Marr would do on the BBC if he'd thought of it or had the budget. But instead of that, we did, even though we don't have the budget. What we do is we take it and we dribble it down through short-form oriental verse. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news, but in haikus.
MPs may lose their second jobs, how will they pay for their second homes?
The news in in haikus. Now then, it's time to play band or cloth. So in the news today then, Google have been accused of offensive material. Lots of advertisers pulling their advertising from Google until they put their house in order, we understand. Marks and Spencer's are the latest. The BBC have already done it, many other companies as well, saying that having their advertising run, I suppose, next to what they're considering extremist and offensive material is a problem. The question is, what are Google going to do about it? However, while they're figuring it out, we're going to take the word material and turn it into this afternoon's game. It's band or cloth. Band or material, if you like. Band or fabric. Now, on the line to have a go at it is Neil. Hello, Neil.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you, Neil?
Very well, thank you. Very well. How are you?
Yeah, we're all right. Thank you very much indeed for asking, Neil. How polite. Where are you, Neil? What do you do?
I'm in Milton Keynes, and I'm a lazy student.
Lazy? Is there any other kind, Neil?
Exactly. It's ubiquitous, yeah.
Milton Keynes, though, what are you doing Milton Keynes, student-wise?
I'm just back from Warwick University for the Easter break.
Oh, of course, you guess, because you're student, so you get 20 weeks off at Easter, don't you?
Yes,
I forgot that. That's right. Warwick University, I had a summer job at Warwick University, Neil.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I did. Back when I was a student, I had a summer job at Warwick University in the admin office, going through doing people's filing and so on and so forth, and was part of the help team during clearing, you know, when people were coming in. That's right. People used to ring up and go, "I failed my A-levels, what do I do?" And I used to answer the phone and give them advice, which was ridiculous because I wasn't qualified for it in any way at all.
Do you think Neil needs to know all of that?
Yes, I think it's interesting for Neil to know all of this.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Neil, what do you think about all of that?
I thought that was quite interesting.
Thank you, Cornelius.
Just being polite.
Yeah, well, he's... Neil, you're going to play band or... What's your knowledge of cloth like?
Not as good as my knowledge of bands.
Right, okay, well, that's 50-50, so it's going to help you. So I've got a list of things. It's either a band or a cloth. You just need to tell me band or cloth. You will, as a souvenir, let's be clear, of your time with us here, be granted the gift of meat. Chicken, beef, lamb, or you could get a box of organic veg. That's the choice. Which would you go for?
Well, I'd go for some beef.
Right, good choice. All right then, well, let's see how you get on, because we're going to have a game of band or cloth. Now, you'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius, who is here. Hello, Cornelius.
Hi, everyone.
Hi there. And Asprodcast will be keeping score through the glass. Let's play band or cloth. So it's Neil versus Cornelius, alphabetical order, of course. Neil first. Neil, is it a band or is it a cloth? Baratine. Baratine.
Baratine.
Baratine.
I'm going to go for cloth on that one.
Is right. Very good start. It is a coarse cloth. The baratine. Yeah, very good. Cornelius.
Yeah?
Calamanco. Calamanco.
Calamanco. The material.
It's a satin. Right. Yeah, very good, yeah. Seersucker. Seersucker.
Oh, is that for me? Sorry.
Yes, it is.
See, I'm going to go for band on that one.
It's a light puckered cloth, I'm afraid. The seersucker. Light coloured cloth. Sorry, light puckered cloth. That's puckered. Cornelius, band or cloth?
Yeah.
Suck shibby.
Band.
It's a band from Ohio.
Yeah.
Shoddy. Like this quiz. Shoddy.
Shoddy. I'm going to go for band again. I'm confident.
You were wrong to be confident. It's a fabric made from rags, from tied up rags.
Oh,
it's called a shoddy. Cornelius.
Yeah.
Shoddy holder.
Band tribute act.
It's a not very good Slate tribute band. That's fine. Shoddy holder. But I actually made that one up, so no points to you.
What do you mean, no points? I'll punch you.
No points. Oh, take a point away from Cornelius for threatening behaviour.
Oh, if you...
Take it away. Neil. Stout. Yes. Stout Dimity. Stout Dimity.
Stout Dimity. That's got to be a band,
it's
surely.
It's a cloth. It's a plain cotton. Oh.
Oh, not doing very well here.
Oh. Go on, Neil. Gambroon. Gambroon.
Hmm.
Gambroon.
Material.
Twilled cloth.
Yes. In your face.
Oh, more threatening behaviour.
No,
take another point away.
If you do that, I'll slap you.
Another point away. Neil, bagging.
Bagging.
Yeah.
Okay, cloth. Go on.
Yes, it's a coarse fabric. It's like a Hessian. Yeah, bagging. Very good. Cornelius.
What?
Tea bagging.
Go away. Band.
Yeah, hip hop from Canada. Neil. ABBA.
Oh, band?
Mm. Well, actually, it's both. ABBA is a band, but ABBA is also the name of a goat hair cloth, would you believe it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, so extra point for that. Well done. Cornelius.
What?
Fustian. Fustian.
Band.
Cotton cloth.
Don't care.
Deep cotton, Neil. Deep cotton.
That's a band.
Yes, it is, from Atlanta. Very good. Lindsay Woolsey. Lindsay Woolsey.
Band.
No, it's a thin linen.
What? Yeah. It's called Lindsay.
It's called Lindsay Woolsey. Woolsey. I take a point off Cornelius there for getting it wrong.
I will kill you.
Oh, threatening behaviour. Lindsay Buckingham. Lindsay Buckingham.
Well, that's a band. He's an artist.
Yes, it is. Fleetwood Mac, of course. Very good. Dreadnought.
Band.
Heavy fabric. Neil, The Fabric.
The Fabric are a band?
Yes, they are. Cornelius. Old Sock.
Band?
Yes. Progressive Electronica.
Yeah, I know.
And your bedside drawer. Ardass, Neil. Ardass.
I'm going to go for cloth on that one.
Is a fine silk. Very good. Yes. And finally, Cornelius.
Yeah, what?
Band or cloth? Rum chunder.
Material.
Is a fine silk cloth.
Yes!
Take a point off. No. Threatening behaviour in your face.
What? Yeah, you started taking the point off.
Take
before.
A point off, Cornelius, for getting it right.
Why do you keep getting it right? Stupid.
Threatening behaviour.
Little idiot.
Another point off. Right, Ask Broadcast is through the glass. It's the miserable window. And she's been working out the scores. So go on then, Cass. What are we looking at here? We've got Cornelius, of course. Oh, we're dialing up the system. Sorry about this. Stop coughing. Take a point off for coughing. Neil.
Can't the system's already start?
Yeah. Neil, we've just got to fire up the system to get your points sorted
That's
out.
All right.
Here. Just bear with us if you would. It's quite a slow system, but just bear with us. Here we go. Right, we're into the system. Right.
I'm in the system.
Okay. Nope. Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
It's not a northern keyboard.
Oh. You don't understand it, do you?
No.
No. This one's got human letters on it.
I was going to print it off.
Okay. Just printing off the... Just bring off the scores, Neil, just to find out what the final score was there. And, of course, there's beef on the meaty horizon for you.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. So, bear with us while we just print this off. It's quite a slow printer as well, I'm afraid. So, but we're getting there. Hang on. It's an old print. I mean, you can hear it. It's an old dot matrix.
Yeah, very vintage.
Oh, there we go. Paper jam. Right. Okay, Cass, we're looking for the scores.
Con would have got 7.
Yeah, but how many did he get?
-1.
Okay.
How can you get minus points?
Well, you did.
Shut up.
Threatening behaviour.
Yeah.
And Neil got...
8.
And does he get a meaty souvenir?
Yes,
he certainly does. Come on!
Hey.
Well done, Neil. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You got some beef. You got your beef as a meaty souvenir of your time spent on Talk Radio. There's Neil. He's in Milton Keynes. He's a student at Warwick University, where I used to work in the admin office and as a job when I was a student as well. There you go.
No one cares. No,
yes, they do. Sam Delaney's with us now, though. Hey. Happy Dame Vera, Her Majesty Sir Vera Lynn's birthday to you.
Yeah, thanks. It's kind of you to say that, because a lot of people forget to congratulate me on Vera Lynn's birthday.
Yeah.
And it's hurtful.
Yeah.
So we're talking about George Osborne's constituents. There's 175,000 signatures from constituents saying, mate, step down. We don't want you as our MP if you're going to be part-time.
I'm surprised they want him anyway.
Well, yeah. Well, they voted for
him.
They did. Believe it or not, they voted for him. But they've drawn the line at him editing a newspaper, and not even their local paper. My attitude would be: if you're going to edit a paper, at least edit the one about the place that you represent, not about another city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, people that around the country complain about the metropolitan elite and these idiots living in a bubble in Westminster. And he's, I mean, if he was looking to prove that their suspicions were correct, he's gone the right way about it. So we're hoping to speak to one of them, and we'll also be speaking to Fleet Street legend Alex Brummer about whether or not he thinks that those two jobs can be combined. And also, Kerris Matthews will be coming on later.
Excellent news.
So that's good.
Kerris Matthews, good.
She's talking about World Happiness Day.
Is she?
Yeah.
And she's Welsh.
So she should know about happiness.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess. That's where we're going. I don't know how we found ourselves there.
I don't know, but it was interesting. Anyway, lovely Kerris. Good. Right, so that's it from us. We're back tomorrow. Sam Delaney with you next. We'll see you 1 till 4 tomorrow afternoon. Have a good evening. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.